Hello, everybody. I am Chris.
I am Craig. Je suis Craig.
And I am known as Jack.
Itu Jack.
That's my new thing now to
that. Ah, yeah, slippery haggis.
Here we are.
We're watching The Highlander.
Aye.
We're watching The Highlander.
The Highlander. Oh, look at this.
And there's Canon Films.
Canon Films, ladies and gentlemen.
The mark of quality. Now, Craig, we're watching this because it is of your request.
Yeah.
It is of your request.
However, it's something that you feel very deeply about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hand over to you to do the intro for this because, read.
From the dawn of time we came, moving sadly down through the centuries,
hey,
living many shaped lives, struggling to reach the team of the gathering. What time of the gathering? When the few who remain were battered to last. No one has ever known we were among you. Until now.
And then
pause.
Then you get a bit of
slap.
Oh no, then you get a good pause. Yeah.
Diane.
That is quite a long pause, isn't it? Look. You've got to check that the counter's still going, yeah.
Here we are.
Born to be kings, we're the princes of the universe. And then we get this amazing sweeping camera shot coming up in a minute.
Come on, sing the next
great
bit.
Film. Here we belong. Fighting to survive
the world. Teaching on Sunday. From a jack to a king.
Bang, ba, bang, ding, da, ding.
Here we go.
Hey, John Polito.
He sadly died last year.
He did, and Sheila Gish died a while ago.
Song is this music by the
Mighty
Queen.
What is the connection between this film and the one from the previous week?
So it's there's a double connection.
Double connection.
So connection number one is the Mighty Queen. Who did the soundtrack for
Mighty
this?
Mighty Quinn, that's a film.
The Mighty Quinn. And connection number two is Jonathan Wilkins.
Yeah,
who
hey, Jonathan.
Asked if we would do this film. And
he's
again,
back!
It coincided with the film.
Do you want to just get out all the
stuff
that he's going to tell us why it's good?
All right, and it's good. Brilliantly directed. I think we'll agree with it all. The Immortals and Prize are not over-explained. Great score by Kamen and songs by Queen. Lambert is a really sympathetic hero. And we really want him to win.
I love William's tanks. Were a dullion.
Kurgan is very scary. He's like Darth Vader in that you want to avoid him, yet he's funny and pretty.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. So this is the opening shot.
Gregory Wyden used
You're
to
right,
be,
Jack. Well observed. This is the opening shot.
No, but hang Wyden on. This is a great opening. You're
used
seeing
to be a fireman.
Swirling shot.
Oh, aye.
Well, it's nice watching it on Blu-ray, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a beautiful print, this, actually. I have to say, I bought this last year.
Yeah. It's funny when it needs
it
to be this
fabulous.
Oh. Oh, shit kickers there. I need to put a disclaimer out here, which is that... I enjoyed Highlander. I've seen
that's
it a few times, but it's not. It's not a thing for me.
Right.
I'm ready to be converted.
Okay. Can I just?
Eyes ready yet? Just hit the thing.
Just to
check. Eyes have come, but they've come on their own. So put plenty of pepper on.
Look at this.
Here, here's the shot. Now watch this. Watch this sweeping camera shot. It's absolutely beautiful. Now they do cheat in. You'll see the cheat.
They have your fucking
drones. But it's still
in,
nicely
mate.
Done. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's just the uncredited sequence by Orson Welles.
Yeah. This is really great.
It was, have you seen Helicopter Pilot from the Twilight Zone, the movie?
Look, welcome, grapple fans.
Look, where are we going? Going into the crowd.
The toilet. No, too big a queue. We'll go up here.
It looks slightly shaky, which is rather nice, I think.
Yeah,
there you go. See that cut there?
That's because of a natural crane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look in a camera with loads of flashbulbs on it.
Just fucking failed the Harding test as well. There he is. My eyes are lit.
Christoph.
He's got an enormous forehead, Christoph Lambert.
Christoph Lambert.
And they represent no eyebrows.
One of the reasons I love this film is that I remember seeing it in the cinema when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that back in the day, and I probably still think this now, that cutting about with a big raincoat on with a sword under it was the way to go.
And trainers, big white trainers.
Big white trainers.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think you'll find tonight.
So, have you got big white pumps on?
You're wearing big Dana Carvey trainers tonight.
Yeah, look at that. Proper pumps.
Oh, meanwhile.
Flashback.
I don't think this is a flashback. This is Scotland now.
Yes, that's it. Let's have a little think. Can I just point this out that Jonathan Wilkins says that I wholeheartedly...
If this was Scotland and now the line, there can be only one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
There can be only one, except for the new one.
Jonathan Wilkins says that it doesn't matter that Sean Connery and Christopher Lambert have the wrong accents. It just contributes to the oddness.
Oh,
the sense that these people don't quite belong, which I think I totally agree with.
Yeah, because Christoph Lambert is a French-Swiss man playing a Scot.
Yep.
Mm.
And Sean Connery is a Scot, or more specifically an Edinburghian, playing
Egyptian Spaniard.
My name is Ramirez.
Really?
Are you sure
about that?
Willie Ramirez.
So I actually did see this. I did see this film at the cinema.
There you go.
Did you?
Yeah, my mum took us, and we were a bit embarrassed at the
quite a saucy sex scene.
The saucy scene.
Because it was a 15.
Saucy silhouette scene.
Yeah. I went with my pal Rory McPherson.
Oh, did you?
It's like a shock.
Where did you go to?
There's an equaliser's car.
I think we saw it at the ABC in Edinburgh.
Did you go to a Wimpy afterwards?
No.
Oh, you and your fucking callbacks.
You know,
very tiresome now, Jim.
The Wimpy story wouldn't be such a good one if I went every time, would it?
That's true.
Yeah. It's like Christmas. You have to have
but
it just every
I'd just like to check which times you did go. So I was really keen to see this, predominantly because of the fact that it was a Queen soundtrack.
I understand
and
that.
So I'd seen some of the videos. So I think because the video for Prince of the Universe, they cut in sequences from the film, but then also have the actors in the video as well.
Right.
It's a good title, Prince of the Universe, isn't it?
Yeah. Great song as well.
I'm picking up a certain enthusiasm from you, Jack.
Oh, it's great film.
Well, the last one we did was basically just your narration. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, and I'm quite happy to do that.
That's nice.
Oh, there's somebody from...
Do you know what I hate? I hate cunts who have a go at you because you're enthusiastic about something.
No, I can't believe that.
You'll never get that here. If you've got a genuine enthusiasm, it's always...
Oh, I'm not criticising you for it, but it's nice to see you, Jack, exactly, actually being enthusiastic about a film.
Oh, I love this film.
It looks like Jason Watkins that he's back in there.
It looks like an extra from Season of the Witch.
One of the things they do very nice in this film is...
Christopher Plummer.
No. He's a bit like him, though. I can see why you think that.
Is the mythology works well in this film.
Yeah.
They learn the backstory. Again, it's a bit like Flash in that respect. They learn the backstory quite quickly, but it all feels quite plausible. In a way, I always think 12 Monkeys is very good at that.
Yeah.
You believe in the cult of the 12 Monkeys.
The trouble with this is they fuck it up with the second film.
Oh, they fuck it, yeah.
Well,
I reviewed as a student.
What's the strike line of Hunted 2B? There should have been only one.
There should have been only one.
I give it the headline, it can get only worse.
There's things to say about the second one, which I'll get to later on.
Now, this wasn't a big hit at all, was it? I think
it flopped.
This is a film that's successful on VHS,
Yes, it got its premiere at the Edinburgh Film Festival.
It was massively punted. I remember a huge amount of certainly publicity on Scottish telly and news about, you know, the filming of it. And
it looks beautiful. I mean, Russell Mackay, he's always been a kind of exploitation filmmaker. He was famous before this for making like the Wild Boys video, and it's easy to sneer at them, but they looked fucking fantastic. Remember the big windmill and them getting stuck in the water?
Absolutely. But that fucking mad bear.
And his previous film to that's a great shot. Look at that. His previous film to this was the fucking epic Razorback, which is a genuinely great film.
That's a great film. Yeah. Razorback.
Now, do you know why he got the gig for this then after Razorback?
How?
Because I suspect the executive producer said, with most people it is blah, blah, blah. With Russell it is make the film.
He need a family.
Fucking
brilliant. He not got a family. He need a family.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Golem Globus. Yeah, love those men.
And do you
they got shit done,
man. Do you know about the script for the film, Greg?
Written by Gregory Wyden, who was a... it was his first script that he sold when he was a student.
Yeah.
He was also working as a fireman.
Was he?
And he went on to write Backdraft.
Wow.
One of the co-writers, the rewriters of it, is Larry Ferguson, who wrote... And I think he is actually... I may be wrong here, but I think Larry Ferguson, as well as having written the screenplay for the film, plays Cobb in The Hunt for Red October, the chief of the boat, the big guy that goes, Pavor fucking Ronnie.
Oh, right.
I think that is Larry Ferguson, the screenwriter.
Oh, right, okay. I thought the chief of the boat was George Zinser.
No, he's in Crimson Tide.
Of course.
And a man in wearing a suit with a big sword, that's... What's not to love?
That's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
I'd also like to point out, we can get fucking blood.
There's another link, nice link between our last film, Flash, much more than this, which is that it's another 80s film that is made by an independent outfit.
Yeah.
So Dino De Laurentiis made Flash, Canon made this.
Yeah.
And what I think is interesting about that is that in a way that just cannot be done now, or cannot, doesn't seem to happen now in any case, is that independent production companies making massive budget, big ticket, big marquee films, and fully expecting that they'll, you know, competently, not exploitation films, not silly films, and that just doesn't happen now, because nobody's got the guts.
And there were 9.5 minutes in, we've had one decapitation and almost no dialogue.
Yeah. Which is what's called visual filmmaking, my friend.
or making films.
Yeah. Yes. It's also...
Because that's what films are meant to be, pictures.
Aye. And the script just helped me.
Oh, what's that? What's going on?
That effect's pretty good, isn't it?
That's nice
rather well.
What's armed?
I like the way the
I'm the audience here.
Pops off that.
What's that?
Oh, here. Is that St. Elmo's Fire?
How can this be happening? No, because if it was St. Elmo's Fire, fucking Andrew McCarthy would turn up.
All it needs a pair of wheels. tickle me, the eagle's flying higher and higher.
Oh, this is the iconic shot, isn't this?
Yeah. There can be only one, is what he says at the end. But this is... Look at that, he's got on a sort of indie jacket there, an Indiana Jones jacket.
He's got an old hiding cap
over it.
It's the quickening, isn't it? Is that right? Is that
no, the quickening is what happens at the end.
Oh, okay. Mm.
You get the quickening by killing all the other...
Or do you?
Or do you?
What a great opening sequence.
Yeah, yeah, look at that. Some
wrestling.
He better get out before all the guys come out with wrestling. Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, their motors have been fucked.
Somebody spray painted an Ola Gay on that wall.
An Ola Gay. They were a great band, OMD.
Yeah.
I didn't like OMD.
I liked Joan of Arc.
No, no, I'm right.
Hang on a minute.
I'm right,
going to see what's underneath this. Oh, it says here underneath this
Charming Matt.
Charming Matt. It says you're wrong.
No, but you see,
because this Charming Matt was a Smith song.
No, because I'm right. And I'm absolutely right in the sense that I don't like them. That's I am true. Making no claim that I'm watch right this. In not liking fair them, but it is absolutely true that
hang
I don't
on,
like them.
Hang on a second.
It's the first of the transitions.
Because this blew my fucking world.
Now, what would be quite good is if that other person said Bobby.
Chris, watch this. Watch this.
Sorry, I can't see it, Jack. It's fucking in front of me.
Look at that. Come on now. That's phenomenal. That is the best moment in the history of cinema.
Have you messed yourself?
Kind of. That is...
Built in 1926.
It was, yeah, it's fantastic. It was. It's fantastic. It's on the road to Manti's house.
Wow.
Beautiful set.
It's wonderful, yeah.
Now, there must be some people.
Oh, there's loads of folk. James Cosmo.
Oh, Jimmy Cosmo's there. And...
I mean, that's right beside the 82 or whatever it is.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I've never been there.
See, if you turn the camera the other way, mm-hmm. you see the fucking Western bus flying up.
No, I like the way they tell us what year it is.
Bring Victory, climb a cloud, and Monk Lean will be in there somewhere.
Oh, there he is.
It's Big Cosmo at the back. Yeah. Quite young at the time.
Yeah, and quite
lovely. A lovely, lovely man.
Somebody told me, because I don't pay attention to these things anymore, I'm not denigrating it because I used to watch it, but I think he was in the most recent Celebrity Big Brother, wasn't he?
Yeah, he didn't do very
the
much.
Most recent what?
Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And I usually like Celebrity Big Brother, but it's on too often now.
Yeah.
He's in the Stone Tape as well.
Mm.
What about
the... Is he?
Ah, yeah. Angus pees his kilt all the time, and Chopper's got ginger pubes.
Who's the fella on the right? He looks familiar.
Dennis Norton.
This is actually the video for Men Without Hats, the safety dance.
That mist's great, isn't it?
Oh, mist rolling in from the sea.
Do we know anything about the cinematography of this film, Greg?
I didn't see the name of this, Celia Imrie.
Jesus
Christ,
with her phenomenal bosom.
Mm.
She looks very young as well, doesn't she? This is what, 1986?
Yeah, so it was shot in 85.
Really? It's as late as 86?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was earlier than that.
There they are.
There you go.
She has a fiendishly famous bosom, to see the image.
Well, by this time, she'd have been squaring her as seen on TV.
Absolutely,
or something.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
In fact, I probably, when I first saw this, what we said... That's not what
I've seen on TV.
Yeah. Although she was in... Have you ever seen The Nightmare
She
Man?
Was also in The Phantom
yes,
Menace.
She's in that, yeah.
Have you seen The Nightmare Man?
Yeah.
Nightmare Man.
I'll bring it over one night.
She's
fucking
the,
great.
She's the good news in The Nightmare Man, isn't she?
Yeah, she's lovely, yeah.
She's not good news in Phantom Menace.
Is she not? Who's she in Phantom Menace?
She's one of the pilots at the end.
Yeah.
Well, there's no good news in Phantom Menace.
Exactly.
That's the problem with that film.
But that's one of the depressing things, because usually in a film like a big film like Star Wars, whenever you see somebody like Celia Imrie, you go, oh my God, Celia Imrie.
He knows
but actually, in Phantom Menace, you just go, oh God, Celia Imrie's got involved in this.
Poor thing.
So what do we know about the life and times of Clancy Brown?
Yeah.
She's been in very many
wife's
things,
met
I don't
him.
Think. Has she?
Yeah, he's a nice man.
Yes, yes, that's right.
He's a fan of Clancy Brown.
Yeah.
He's a
Clancy Brown, yeah, sure, sorry.
He's in that really good film. It's good fun with, what's his name? Tom Berenger, when they're going off up the hills, and you know, one's a killer within the group.
All right,
he's in that.
He's in the Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption.
Is
he now? He's in Starship Troopers.
Oh yeah, mate.
Medic.
Did your wife talk to him about Highlander?
Yeah, it was about Highlander when it was brought back a couple of years ago. Oh. There was an anniversary of it last year.
What did he have to say for himself?
He was just talking about how it's been a great thing for him. That it wasn't a huge hit at the time, but it's had legs.
Definitely one of those VHS films, isn't it?
Yeah,
Highlander.
Which is possibly why it's nice to see it looking so good here.
Yeah,
because
it looks beautiful.
Most of your memories of it, that it's rather murky looking. Yeah. But look at that; it's a great film. He's a terrific. He had a terrific visual sense, Russell Mulcahy.
I think I'm right in saying though that Highland clans fought in a slightly more coordinated way than that.
They did, yeah.
But it's all good fun.
I don't think it's meant to be historically accurate.
No, sure.
He's going about going, MacLeod, je suis MacLeod.
Tu as, il m'appelle. Où est la piscine?
Le blood. avec le boue.
Ah, tout le monde, le sabir.
Où est le stinky sausage I like so much?
Ah, sheet sausage.
What's it called again?
Sheet sausage. Anguilla? It's something like anguilla. Oh, it's fucking horrible. Yeah. It's literally shit sausage.
Yeah. Didn't Mitterrand say that politics, that sausage like politics, just smell slightly of shit?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not nice.
Our
friend Pat from the hospital was offered it once. She nearly spewed on it.
Yeah. Our friend Claire from the hospital likes it.
Oh.
What are we talking about?
It's a sausage that's made from pig's intestines that still has shit in it.
Oh, right. Don't like to have that.
Excuse me, waiter.
Well, no. So I always think of this.
I got a bottle of daddy's sauce.
I always think of this film as in a continuum of all those stuff like Terminator and Commando and Predator and a lot of those action films of the early mid 80s.
Well, that would make sense if it can.
Here he comes. Here comes the Kurgan. Yep.
But does the Kurgan? There's a slight problem here, does the Kurgan not know that he has to chop his head off?
But does the Kurgan know that?
Know he's immortal,
does the Kurgan know he's immortal?
Oh no, that's right. He's about to do it, and doesn't James Cosmo on his wee pal comes in and gets him to fuck.
Look at that shot.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
There can be anyone. Yeah, that's right.
He does think he's going to do it, and these guys stop him. He's like, I'm a BCG.
Well, that's going all weird.
Yeah, why is that weird like that?
Don't know.
Is that a POV thing? Is it meant to be?
No, I think this probably just variable thin film stock.
Wow.
Oh no, it's.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, right, okay, that's
yeah. But there was nothing wrong with the film stock there.
No, that's amazing, isn't it? That shot, lovely shot.
As it was there.
So back. And car parks are a great thing in mid 80s, weren't they?
It could be maybe they've re-edited that in or something, I don't know. And it's the stock's not as good. That's a great shot, look at that.
Yeah, that's a good, absolutely. That's not Christoph.
No, perhaps not.
Get over there.
Christoph.
Really ambitious shots, aren't they?
New York?
Yes. How did his car survive the fucky junky thing?
It's a space car.
There is there's a little snatch in here of
is that in the scene you were embarrassed by later?
No, of Queen performing New York, New York, which was never commercially released.
Ah.
It's not on the Kind of Magic album. I always wanted to get a hold of that. They do a lovely version of it.
Mr. Nash.
I forgot he's called that shooting him.
Master Nash.
But that's one of the things that's thought out about it, because he's an antique dealer, isn't he?
That's right, yeah.
And it's basically all the stuff that he's collected over his life. Because that's the same guy, Chris.
Oh, is that the same guy? Is that the same guy for the start?
That is the same guy. See the guy with the long
hair? So he's just cut his hair?
It's him.
You see how he came back through his eyes? That's because he was remembering that. It wasn't actually in his eye.
I just thought there was a wee tally in his eyes.
That's a good transition there.
Sorry, I saw it.
I meant heed the water.
What was the transition? It wasn't the goldfish bar, was it?
The goldfish bar. The back of his head.
Jack,
no, it wasn't.
Calm the fuck down.
I just haven't seen it in a long time.
I don't think you've ever seen it looking as good since you saw it.
No, that's a beautiful. These scenes are beautiful.
Yeah.
Maybe just run that a wee bit too long now.
Remember those nights when you used to be a kid and you'd be like out in the summer at night and there'd be the gloaming and all that? It'd be great. It's like, it's nearly time to go home, but it's not quite. Go home and get a wee biscuit.
Cam looks very ambitious,
isn't
it?
A wee cup of tea.
A wee bath in the sink.
Yeah. A wee bath in the sink, cup of tea.
So they think he's going to die, don't they?
A cream cracker with a bit of cheese.
But he does need.
Squeeze it together and we've got the butter.
I
like it when you get the bits come out of there.
My dad loves a couple of digestives with butter between them.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely. That's a good guy biscuit.
Good guy biscuit. Nice one, Shug.
But never rich tea. Rich tea's terrible.
Oh, my dad likes a rich tea as well.
I like a rich tea to dunk.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no. It takes a lot of dunk.
Mm.
I don't agree with that.
Soaks up a lot of tea.
I don't accept that.
Well, I don't care what you
think. Say that like it matters.
Yeah. Oh, look at his big monobrow, his big fucking heavy forehead.
See, this is the other thing about, I've said this a few times about films between now and then, or then and now, I should say.
Uh-huh.
If this was made now, he'd have to be some sort of ridiculously fucking pumped and ripped guy.
Yeah,
like,
he's not that muscular, is he?
Well, apart from anything else, it also suggests that somebody who lives in the Highlands, living off fucking sheep arse and oats, is somehow able to eat 20,000 calories a day.
Yeah, absolutely. And do 6 hours of intense training.
You know, it's just fucking nonsense. Mm. You know, it's like when they have scenes of people who have been lost in space for years. Mm. But Your body would be half wasted.
Yeah.
You've had nothing to eat except processed goo. Yet somehow you've got the body of a fucking Gillette SSS officer.
Well, in The Martian, they do that, don't they? You see him having lost
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's why that's a superior film.
Now, he looks familiar to me. That actor there.
Which one? The
baldy.
Craig.
Yeah?
Were you able to clear up the dangling thread from the last commentary vis-a-vis that particular gentleman?
I have forgotten
one of them. That's gone a wee bit fuzzy as well, isn't it?
I actually think I read somewhere that they had different film stock for certain bits.
Right, okay.
Well, the guy on the left's John Polito.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Is it like, he's an incredibly young and skinny John Polito.
So Craig.
Wow. Always put one in the frame.
The actor who played the Prince Thud, or whatever he was called, is George Harris.
George Harris,
who was Captain Katanga.
Which you, I think you said, might have been in, you were right.
In the Lenny Henry Show.
Yeah. A Toledo Salamanca. A what? A Toledo Salamanca?
Toledo Salamanca.
Toledo Salamanca.
Or a
Persian Chili
Bellamella.
Toledo Salamanca. Toledo Salamanca.
King Camillicano.
King Camillicano. Persian Chili Bellamella. Camilla Batmangella.
She just said any antique dealer on Hudson Street could sell you that. I thought it was very rare.
Mm.
That's me done.
Yeah.
That's not who lives down Hudson Street way is. What's his name lives down there?
Who?
Harry Evans and Tina Brown live down Hudson Street.
Oh,
yeah,
did they?
That's nice.
Yeah. Harry.
I've not been to the house of that, you know. Just there. He doesn't blink. That's the thing that he does.
Yes,
Christophe
right.
Lambert.
Is that that? Has he watched that?
No shot. As well,
has he watched that thing Michael that Caine Michael Caine did?
Yes, that's right.
Which actually, in the audience of, is Sheila Emery.
Oh, really?
Ah, so she must have told him.
Yeah, she said, "Don't blink. Don't blink, Christophe."
And she's also saying, "Stop looking at them, Christophe. You're just staring at them the whole time."
I'm up here.
Yeah. Have some fucking respect.
Who's this dude?
Well, he's a cop.
He's a cop, isn't he? He's
the actress. I know he's
fucking.
Is he an interesting actor or not really?
No, he's not anybody I recognise particularly. God, look at how young John Polito is
then. Yeah.
He wasn't that old when he died, John Polito, so I mean there he must be about, he must be in his early 30s.
Yeah. His head looks big compared to the rest of his body.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to years later.
Hi.
He was a great actor,
but
John Polito.
This is only like 5 years before, 6 years before Miller's Crossing.
Fuck, that's right.
Could
yeah, that's weird. Yeah,
them,
yeah,
they?
Absolutely.
So
when was the Big Lebowski?
I'm a brother, Seamus, 1997.
Love your work. 90.
So what can you tell me about Canon Films then?
I think we've talked about Canon Films.
We've talked about Canon Films quite a lot.
It's just quickly.
Nahum Golem and
Yulam Golubis.
Independent Israeli filmmakers.
Mm-hmm. Doing the do.
Doing the do, yeah. In the 80s, mm-hmm. Turning out action movies.
Yep. Turning out tons
here we
of...
Are. One of my favourite lines, sorry. Are you cruising for a piece of ass?
Oh, Jack, that's really freaking me out. You weirdo. He went down to the garage for a blowjob without paying for it.
Yeah.
That's very particular.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So is that worse than going down? Because if he went down for a blowjob without paying for it, mm-hmm. well, that's fine then.
It's all fine.
Yeah,
it's the paying for it that makes it a crime.
Yeah, that's the problematic bit. I said, cut it out. Just you behaviour. Am I under arrest? Not yet.
Just
well, am I waiting?
Punched a policeman.
And what did Christopher Lambert done for this? He was in Subway, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Christophe.
And Greystoke must have been before this.
Of course, yes. Greystoke,
the legend of Tyson.
I saw that in the pictures as well.
Yeah, me too. It's a good film. Written by Robert Town.
His own severed head.
Yeah. Chinatown Robert Town.
Yeah, but he changed the name because he wasn't happy with the film or something, so it's called something like R.P. Vizhak or something. It's got a stupid name. I think he named after his dog or something.
Oh.
And directed by Hugh Hudson.
So I think the Kurgan is listening to Gimme the Prize by Queen.
Excellent.
At this point, which is categorised in my head as the heaviest of the songs on the Kind of Magic album. Even heavier than Prince of the Universe.
See, this is where it goes wrong because I think you'll find that we discussed this. The Flash Gordon soundtrack was called...
Flash Gordon.
What was on the cover?
Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
The word Flash Gordon.
Easy to find when you go in a shop.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
You're thinking, right, 5 years later, you think, right, okay.
Yeah.
6 years later,
mm-hmm. yeah.
young Jack and Apes
uh-huh.
up the town doing the do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's
yeah.
thinking,
yeah.
last time there was a film, Time with Queen, uh-huh. they never let me down.
That's right.
I walked in the shop, I saw it from miles away.
Yeah, you're right.
There
yeah.
it is.
You walk into HMV.
I could find it easily, yeah. either in soundtracks,
uh-huh.
albums, classic Queen, under Cuba Queen. It's there, it's there, it's there. Bum, 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 bum.
The Highlander LP.
You walk into the HMV on Princes Street, quite nearly opened at that stage.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, fucking top of the bill.
Yeah.
What happens next?
See, it's just not there, is it? Mm. You look under Q for Queen, you have to look through the albums.
Yep.
Where's Highlander, you're thinking? Yeah, where's the Highlander soundtrack?
Kind of magic.
Sold
what's
out.
That?
So you go to another shop. Have another little look.
Virgin.
Going to the Virgin Mega store in Union Street.
Yeah.
And go, oh, I don't understand this.
I think in those days he tended to tend towards the Edinburgh rather than Glasgow.
I'd hoy over to the Tower Records maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you have gone to Woolworths?
Yeah, I'd check, by all means,
all
check
of
out
them.
Woolworths.
Britain's biggest music. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you coming up Trumps or are you coming up...
I'm struggling.
Holding nothing but
I'm
your...
I'm looking
little,
for the Highlander soundtrack.
Holding
nothing but your picker.
At some point I probably have to ask someone.
Oh.
Is it a vague thought in your mind that album Kind of Magic? I'm pretty certain that was a line used
in
a scene
maybe.
In Highlander.
It would be there, but I'd just dismiss it because I think that's just too.
Because you're not sure. And in those days, you're like, well, hang on, I'll check the internet.
I've sold many of them. It's on them.
It's not big even been fucking.
No, there's no internet.
Invented yet? Can I
do
that?
Can't deal with that.
Hi, sweetheart. I'm Candy.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
No, I am. I just said so. Oil.
Lovely camera coming yeah. from there. Yeah, so the tracks feature on the album are Kind of Magic. Yeah.
A nightmare, mate.
But then there are other tracks on the album that do not feature in the film.
Now, that actor...
I'm perplexed.
Like Friends Will Be Friends.
Isn't he the actor that's the bad guy in The Long Kiss Goodnight?
Mm.
No, maybe it's not.
What has she been in that lady? Was she in anything else?
Is it Roxanne Hart, her name is?
Yes.
That? I was looking it up earlier. Actually,
I don't think
she's just kept busy.
She's spotted a borrower.
Right,
she's kept
okay.
extremely busy, uh-huh. but she's never really made... She's never
made that
much.
Breakthrough.
I saw something recently... Oh, she was in Letters from Iwo Jima. I looked her up and it said something like, you know, Colonel's Wife or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So she's
still not major parts then.
The same, because she gets her Charlies out in this film. So she was willing to go the distance.
Something more.
Yeah, you know, and then she got hee-haw from it.
Yeah.
I've never seen those two films.
No, me neither.
What is it, Flag of Our Fathers? Yeah. Letters from Iwo Jima. Never seen them.
No, me neither.
And that's the sort of film that Clint Eastwood's good at. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Must
well, he recently made Sully, which is a good picture.
Yeah, Sully's all right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I liked it, yeah.
I kind of get the feeling it's sort of stretched a bit. Stretched out
a bit. Yeah, you've watched it, is that through?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
And they do that thing where they, you know, like, they're giving them a hard time and all that, which they
which didn't actually happen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they fictionalised all that.
Oh, right, we've been to Tandy.
Metal Sector. Yeah, down the Tandy. down the Tandy to get that.
Yep, I had a metal detector from Tandy.
Did you?
Do we think she's going to have one of the 1980s longhasses?
Well, the long butts of the 90s.
Yeah.
Can we just talk a bit about your metal detecting days then?
Yeah.
So why did you buy it?
Because it's one of those things you do. It's like, can I have a metal detector, Mum? I want to find treasure.
Did you enjoy it?
The first couple of times I did, you know, you go out, it's well down in Millport or something.
Did you find anything?
And then by the time you find a couple of fucking ring pulls and a nail, that's enough of that.
Did he find anything? All I'm saying is, before that Christmas, there was no Viking Centre in Lark.
That's absolutely true.
After that Christmas.
No, it's still there. The Chris Diamond Viking Centre's there. Before, I've always wondered why it's
before I got that metal detector, Sutton Who was just a joke.
Yeah, Sutton Wet, that's what it was called, isn't it?
Before it was called Sutton Why.
Look at the fucking berry he's given her.
Yeah, no.
Oh, hello.
Stick a wee bit of a fucking date rape drinking there with your accent.
What do you think?
Fuck me.
That's not a double glimmer engine.
No,
that's like,
that
like brandy
behind me.
Oh, right, okay.
A double glimmer engine on the rocks.
Somebody said a neck out of that glass as well.
Yeah.
A double for that guy, for him. Mm. I'd be like, you have to give him that in a fucking champagne bucket.
I'm surprised she can fucking walk. She goes barreling into the pool table.
She's got a quarter pint of brandy she's just necked.
She better clear out because Billy Bats from the Bronx is about to get killed.
That's some bartender there as well. I'll just leave this bottle here and just don't touch it.
Fine, yeah.
Smart.
She doesn't pay either.
That's beautifully shot, isn't it?
Yeah. Lipped with an inch of its life. It's a very 80s look.
They took a lot of care of this one, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. No, he knew stuff. The trouble was, Russell Mackay all went downhill when he made Highlander 2. And his career never really sort of...
I've watched Highlander 2 far more times than I've watched
this.
So
why have you watched Highlander 2 so many times?
Gosh.
Sorry, were you doing that thing from Fawlty Towers where you were looking at him but talking to me?
No, I was talking to you.
Because we had, when I lived in the Miller, Ken Hunter had a copy of it. He used to have watched really strange films because he would buy them for 50 pence out the local shop. They were like left over from video shops.
Was it one of those giant, was it one of those giant boxes?
Yeah. And then he would just watch them continuously. So just by osmosis, I ended up watching.
Who's the baddie in Highlander 2? Who's the actor?
Michael Ironside.
I'm quite
upset that I know that.
Then there was
but I remember the first time I saw it, it was about halfway through before I realised it was Ended to Island.
Wow.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's all about him creating a thing around the Earth.
Yeah.
And then he says to the planet fucking Zwingi 500 years
that's
ago.
That's right, yeah.
And they go, oh, we're old friends. He said, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And then there comes, of course, there's that classic, you know, shit thing where it's like, you know, they have this shield around the Earth to protect it from the radiator because it's all poisoned outside. Oh no, really, turn it off, everything's fine.
Yeah,
like really, it's because see when you have a climax to a film where the climax is everything's fine.
Yeah,
all along everything was fine. It doesn't really inspire you very much.
Look at this, this is real fucking Wild Boys.
it is, you're right.
Every time his sword hits something, it explodes. Tell you.
This definitely sort of had a franchise in the making, though, didn't it? If they'd done it properly.
Well, no, they made a franchise.
Well, yeah, but they didn't do it.
Well, they did. They did two, three, then they had a TV series.
They did, yeah. Adrian Paul, wasn't it?
That is literally a franchise.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but it was a shit franchise.
Yeah, but that's the weird thing.
That's the weird thing about it, is that despite the fact this film was a flop, it begets a massive long franchise, nothing of which was anything like as good as the original.
Because they made a film with Adrian Paul as well, didn't they, after the series?
I don't even know who he is.
He was the lead in the TV series. Right. He was like his cousin or something.
Do you not think then that there must have been some sort of contract or some sort of deal where, you know, they had to make a few of them?
Yeah, but it's quite a lot.
You know, if it made a certain amount, they had to make another one.
Was it? I thought it was a few years after the sequel, wasn't it? I always got the impression it was after it was successful
on VHS. Highlander 2
The Quickening
came out in about 1990, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Oh, right, so 4 years.
But it wouldn't have been made by Canon then, would it?
91, no.
Right, okay.
No,
so basically, so you have to figure...
People will have bought the rights and had to make one.
Somebody's bought it and they thought, if we make a different kind of Highlander film, because the basis of this is really good.
Yeah.
Like a different one, this time we'll make money. And actually they made a worse one.
Yeah.
They certainly did make a worse one.
When Ramirez dies in number two, because he comes back.
Yeah.
But when he dies, despite being an Egyptian Spaniard, the music playing is Amazing Grace.
Okay.
On the bagpipes.
Which was written by...
An American.
A slave owner.
Yeah.
I think
Well, when he was recanting his slave ownery, to be fair.
I don't think it was.
It was not. So that's what it's about. It's about Grace, him being saved from the evil that he did.
Mm.
Okay. Well,
so this is. I like the fact that his girlfriend turns against him in this.
Aye. Cow.
She's a horrible lady.
Hello, I'm here for a pint.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm here for a pint of heavy air. I want a half and a half.
Sweet black and tan.
That's the whole. That's the whole in there. What's the matter, Duval?
Too busy. Is that... What is that? Blue wool or something in his hair?
Wood.
Oh, it's a... It's a braids. Oh, it's very becoming. She's been,
been
braiding his hair when he's...
She's mean. She's pretty mean in this. Recognise him as well.
Wasn't he in the Tartan Special adverts?
Oh, yes, I think he was.
Yeah.
We think you'll like it.
3 pints... The Cuban's export, the fruit hat special, straight glasses in a bar, right, please, something like that. That's the guy. Didn't he turn up later in High Road?
Yeah, well, they all...
No, Emmerdale, I think he turned up in later.
Really, did he now?
Emmerdale? You have
Fuck! Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, they think he's a witch, or he's got a devil in him.
The chickens had even fucking abandoned
chickens
them. They're like, no, I'm not having it.
It's quite a brutal film, isn't it?
I'm off to India.
Well, it's about cutting people's heads off, to be fair, Jack.
Yeah, that is true. Chasing them out of town.
Good old Scottish hospitality there.
Yeah. That's because the...
Come in, it's nice to see.
The kitchen's closed at 2.
Dougal, batter him.
Yeah,
the kitchen's shut at 2. No, you can't. Everyone's just...
See, Cosmo's all right. He's like, come on.
Yeah, he understands.
Nah, leave it. Just go, son.
Stop that, you bastard.
Ooh.
That's uncalled for.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Three headbutts is dangerous. Everyone knows that.
Two is just friendly.
Aye. You can trust Big Cosmo, can't you? Look at them.
They're fucking
straining to get out of
there. Two loaves.
So when did you first see this, Chris? Did you see it at the cinema? Or?
No, I think I must have seen it on telly.
Mm. I don't recall this being on telly very much.
Well, that's you told. He's calling you a liar.
I'm not calling him a liar.
Well, kind of a...
Just saying it wasn't on for the telly very often.
Well, you need to see it the once. Well, he didn't say he watched it every night.
I'm sure it would have been on, like, a, you know, ITV premiere or something.
Yeah.
The big film. In fact, that strikes a chord now. I think it was like a Saturday night big film kind of thing.
Look at that. That's a nice shot as well. Offy big moon.
It's a bastard moon or something.
Yeah. See, look at that face.
Oh, look at that.
Come on. Look at that, Chris.
These transitions are getting very hacked.
No, they're great. And he's back in his raincoat again.
Button that up.
The epitome of
cool. He's got a raincoat on over a leather jacket. He's going to explode with coolness.
I like that. It's good.
Jeans and his big white pumps.
Here you go. Nash Antiques.
That's it. This is his gaff.
Our Nash.
It's very tasteful. I like it.
Oh, is there anything more 80s than somebody having a giant goods lift?
Yeah. Glenn Close trying to get him a goblin there. Get off me, you weirdo. You look like Zelda from fucking Terrahawk. Back the fuck off.
Go and boil a rabbit.
He actually borrowed that raincoat.
No, why is he going up the lift just to come
he's
back
going
down again?
Up the lift to come back down.
Well, see, no, that's the entire, that entire room is serviced by that one lift.
Look at that goldfish tank. That comes important later on.
It does.
For transitional purposes.
Nice lacquering on the
inside. That's nice stippling there.
Yeah. Was that done with a wee bit of sponge?
Wee bit of sponge stippled on
it. I like that.
Yeah, here's a special room look of his treasures.
That was me cutting about in the 80s. I was quite like that.
How'd you get those couches in there?
Ah.
You think he'd have had to have brought them in and built them himself?
Probably through the window.
So that nobody else could see
back
all his treasures.
Back then, we were doing that. We were kind of just building stuff in.
I hear you, look.
He's got a cabin bed as well.
A bit more backstory to come, look. He's found new pals.
He's found a new knackered tower.
He's found a matte painting.
Ah, here she comes.
A friend of mine lived in a house like that.
It doesn't appear to have anything behind it. Oh, it's triangular.
Yeah.
My pal Peter had a house in the Borders like that. Mm. The tower, it's beautiful.
Again, here's another actress who I don't think she ever went on to do much, did she?
She's B.T. Edney, who's rotten in it. She's very bonny. However, her mother is Sylvia Sims.
Really?
To whom she looks...
Way.
She's very
she
like
She does
her.
Look very
well,
like Sylvia. She looks
that.
Very
yeah,
like
she
Sylvia
does
Sims.
Look like Sylvia Sims.
She did not share her mother's frankly enormous talent, because Sylvia Sims was a great actor.
Yeah, yeah.
And still is, turning up
in
Rev and stuff.
She was in
great
Gitchline,
actress, yeah,
she's
Sylvia
got
Sim.
That wonderful bit in Rev when she turns up and she says, you know, I had sex with lots of married men.
Oh, yeah, that's right, when she's in the old folks.
Aye.
Yeah.
And she was the queen mother and the queen. She's very good, isn't
she? Yeah, she's very good. But that's my funeral.
Yeah.
Shit-eating teeth.
But we can see why she got the part. It's a film made by a man, a boob man, wasn't it, this film? It definitely was. Russell was a boob man. There's no question of that.
Lots of boobies.
Here he comes.
Here he comes again.
Hiya.
Yay,
I've just changed the weather. Look at him.
Greetings.
Now, this comes firmly. It was well timed.
Juan Sanchez Villa de something.
Because this came out the same year as The Name of the Rose.
Right.
And the following year was The Untouchables.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
which
yeah,
was
real.
When he came out of kind of obscurity. Again.
Yeah.
So he had a good run of films over that sort of 2 year period.
He certainly did. That's an epic one.
After Time Bandits, he kind of disappears a bit for a few years.
When was The Russia House?
That was 89, 90. That was that.
Oh, was
this,
it? Was it after that? Right.
It's a terrific film, The Russia House.
Yeah, I didn't think it was as late as
when
that.
When I saw it when I was 18, I didn't really like it, because it's not really a film for when you're 18.
Mm.
But when you're in your sort of 40s and whatnot, and you watch it, it's a much more melancholic.
Oh, I love The Russia House.
It's a great film. It's terrific. And it's got Ken Russell in it. Dear old bloody old school.
So how old is Scene at this point?
Scene at this point would be pretty much turning 60 that year.
Really?
No, 50.
Really? Yeah, okay.
1935 he was born.
1930.
So he would have been 55.
55, yeah, when he made this, yeah.
It's the quicker thing.
That is the quicker now.
Looks like he's thinking Little Wayne.
We are the Shane McLeod.
Sure about
that. Brothers.
But you're going to have to chop his head off then.
Yeah. It's raining really in New York as well. See that? See that?
It's raining. I guess I need to chat that bloke up.
So did she work for the police? I can't remember.
Yeah, she's an expert. Look at that. What's a steady cam going on?
Yeah, it's lovely.
She's still got a jacket.
She's not really kind of...
His Vietnamese neighbour is all that's pretty bad.
She's not really kind of that much of a sort of 80s hottie, really, is she? She's nice enough, but she's not, you know, she's kind of... She comes across as being a bit older, knows what she's up to.
Mm-hmm.
She's not as old as as McLeod, obviously. Because he's really fucking old.
He's getting on.
He's in loads of things, that actor.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Generally playing those sorts of parts.
Absolutely. He's got a face to be a sort of put-upon Irish cop, isn't he?
Yeah.
Look at the fags. He's smoking up a storm.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are such publicity shots, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Christoph, have you left your 4x2s?
Yeah. I think when I watched this, I was thinking, that's what I'm going to be like in a few years' time.
Did you? Is that your aspiration? about that gaff with a big sword and a lovely...
Now I look at it and think, how the fuck would you heat that?
Loose fitting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just a lot of stuff to dust there.
What do you think? There she is, Brenda Wyatt. There we are, look. So she writes about...
A metallurgical history of sword making, as opposed to a sociological history. an astronomical history.
It's a Marxist reading of sword history.
He's
hardly said anything.
No, I know. Here we are, look.
It's probably just
is my favourite transition.
Here we go. This is pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. See, this is the bit that I remember most clearly.
Look at that.
That is cool.
Come on. Come on, Chris.
You're just saying that about every scene, though.
That's great. It's just, I've forgotten how beautifully shot this film is. It is beautifully shot. And like the camera angles.
That's
great.
It's not easy to do that shit.
No. Mm-hmm. His costume's great.
Haggis. What is haggis?
What is haggis?
How disgusting.
Seriously.
How revolting.
You're not coming across with any degree of sincerity here, Sean.
Spanish peacock.
You think they just put that in for shits?
I know.
Yeah. Lovely teeth.
Lovely teeth, Sean Connery, isn't it? Good American teeth.
Yeah.
That's your priest wherever he bought them would have been good.
Yeah. Here he goes, like. Hoyman in the drink.
That would have been a bit nippy doing that.
Where he goes.
The bit when he laughs is quite cool. He does.
He's very ambitious, though, isn't it?
So gone all night at the hunter.
Oh, that's a great film.
Watch. Now, you do have to say, even though he's immortal,
he shouldn't be able to breathe underwater. Yeah, shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
There's a problem. What if he got hit by a truck, like full on?
Well,
and his body ripped apart. He would die, surely.
Well, no, I don't think so, because I think it would be like Richard Dreen in Tales from the Crypt. I think he'd just be in constant agony, just spread everywhere. Yeah. Ah! Ah! Yeah.
I know, just my BCG, my best BCG.
My BCG.
Buck a god.
The bit of the shit.
Ralph. Right, what's going on here, you?
Where is he? He's training him up, isn't he?
Why does he train him up?
Because he wants someone to beat the Kurgan.
Ah, right, okay. But then
he recognises within.
But then he'd have to kill him.
He'd have to kill. No, I think he knows that he'll probably get killed by the Kurgan. He thinks that he's the man to take the Kurgan. Okay.
You cannot die, Michael.
Not the world's best laugher, is he?
That's a strange line. I hate you. Oh, all right.
Is that castle real?
No, it's a map painting.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Nice. Oh, back to the lovely shot. Back to the lovely footage again.
Yeah. It is funny, isn't it? The print does change quite a lot here.
Yeah, I think I read that somewhere that there's variable print quality.
Yeah, this is beautiful. Does Sean Connery claim not to understand this film? I can imagine him saying that.
Sean Connery doesn't understand much these days.
No, that's true.
He doesn't understand this film, and he doesn't know up for doing.
Bless him.
Poor Sean.
Caught up in that weird court case recently.
What court case was that?
Last year, the year before. There was a massive criminal investigation in front.
Really?
To do with surprisingly enough, to do with non-payment of tax.
No, okay.
He sent in a huge deposition. And there were no charges pressed, but his wife got done.
Really?
That's right, yeah. It was to do with the sale of the house in Spain, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was the Spanish courts that he got done in. It's all very unusual.
Wow.
Yeah, because there are a bunch of crap bastards over there. But it was specifically... that was a joke, by the way.
Mm.
It was specifically about expats.
Yeah.
Foreign land ownership, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Never lose your temper.
So here's the old training montage, which you get in these sorts
of... If your head comes away from your neck, it's over. Well, thanks for that.
Time for a montage.
Bam, 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 bam. Do you remember that great Armstrong and Miller sketch about the two Germans who invented the montage?
Yeah, it is rather like that.
That's lovely.
How'd you get up there? Helicopter.
Doesn't matter.
Da da da. Oh, very true.
I've said that to you a few times now. Never extend your thrust, Craig.
She just set about taking the piss all the time.
Yeah, she does.
Hello, please.
But there they are.
Idiot.
Never fight a man on a rock.
Unless you have scissors. Oh no, rock beats scissors.
Rock beats scissors.
You have to have a sheet of paper to get fit a man on the rock.
Yeah,
that would be good. Yeah, for weirdly, paper beats rock.
Yeah.
That never made much sense to me.
Yeah.
Wraps it up.
But then, why paper beats rock?
Yeah.
I know, it's stupid, isn't it?
Because at the end of the day, it's still a rock.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Do you know,
a rock.
I would offer
punches
you.
Me out of it.
I would offer you water. Yeah.
I offer you water, green father.
It's San Zamora or something like that, isn't it?
Oh, what?
Sorry?
Lovely, I said it's lovely. There's one of the... There's just not one of the... These scenes were the ones that were used in all the publicity. Yeah. I remember them running on the beach and everything.
It was... we live in a very lovely country.
Hmm?
Hmm? I mean, Glasgow's a shithole, don't get me wrong, but we live in a very lovely country.
Fife's a bit of a shithole.
Yeah, the kingdom's not optimal.
Skin flats is not the best place.
I've been in Motherwell and it's well worth staying away from.
Yeah. Kelty's not very nice. Here we go, look.
Come on!
He's doing his crap mouth again.
My heart is in the Highlands, chasing the deer.
So, Christophe Lambert.
Yep.
He was in something recently for the first time in a long time.
Well, I was going to say, he sort of disappeared, didn't he? But was that... Am I right in saying one of the problems he had, he was just like a moody prick?
Aye.
Really? Was he difficult to work with?
Aye.
Remember Fortress?
Yeah.
What was that?
Fun Fortress, yeah. He was married to Diane Ladd for a while. Diane Lane,
yeah.
Look at that, that's quite amazing.
Yeah.
That's not Sean, is that? I'm not fucking
right. That'll be fucking right.
Them, is it? Why are we watching two guys similarly dressed to our characters having a fight? Yeah, no, Christopher Lambert hasn't been anything in a long time.
But I think that's... I seem to remember that's...
That's so not him, isn't it?
That's why he just looked down. That's why there was the... that was what everybody said. Mm. That he was just a dick.
Right. Look at this, and again, another stroppy, beautiful shot, look. How would they have done that?
Rabbit cam.
But look at that.
Squirrel cam.
It's a crane, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
We totally be cream. Run by a squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, it's getting a bit serious now.
Oh, he's getting uppity.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go, look, he's got him.
So basically, the film
mm-hmm.
is an ex. Basically, the journey is him working out who he is.
Yes.
Building to his basically his fight with the Kurgan.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
He's managed to avoid for quite some time.
Yeah.
By the modern day.
So does the but Kurgan come after him at the end because there is only the two of them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah. All looks very bonny.
Mm-hmm.
Be fucking horrible.
Yeah. It actually stinks.
Manky, stinking, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She was telling him to put that cock in the sack there.
And there was a there was a thing in the original script, he's meant to have loads of kids, isn't he? Which they cut out. Yeah. Because yeah, I think they just thought it was too depressing.
He's not very good at laughing.
He's not very good at the acting.
No.
So what's the what other film?
It's a fatal flaw. See, when I said he didn't get much work because he was unpleasant.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that was the principal reason.
He's the sort of guy that will turn up in like a Tarantino film now, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like Lee Horsley or something like that.
Yeah. So, what other films featured the mortal of him for this as a thing? Because it feels like they do quite a good exploration of the notion of someone who lives forever.
Think of it in the immortal.
It sort of feels like it's a well-worn trope now. I mean, they've done it in Doctor Who quite a lot, haven't they?
Yeah, sure.
But subsequent to this, not before this, I don't think. I can't really think of other films
where people are immortal.
Have examined that, yeah.
Mary Poppins.
Have I told you my amazing thing about Cleopatra?
That's the band,
not the band. Coming at you. Coming at you. Coming at you. We live closer in time to the people that built the Great Pyramids than Cleopatra did.
The band. they're still alive, aren't they?
Such a
Are they not still gigging?
they do a tour with Bewitched.
So hang on, we live closer in time.
I think you'll find the witch came up with one of the greatest lines in all of music history.
I felt like my dad as well.
Nope. We've got a house with windows and doors. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
That's right. We've got a house with the windows and doors.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Hey, let the fun begin. Yeah. Really?
So when were the Great Pyramids built then?
Say, what was it again?
You look a bit
say
tinky.
You will, say you won't, say you'll
you do what I don't.
Say you'll love me.
Say love me.
So when was the Great... When were the pyramids built then?
About just over 2,000 years ago.
And when did Cleopatra have a hit then?
About, she was born about 6,000 years ago.
Well, we do live closer in time to the band Cleopatra than the people who built the pyramids. That's also true.
That's true. So it's all...
The point still holds.
So what you're saying is that the Great Pyramids are bookended by Cleopatra.
If he wins the prize,
do you think they should rewrite that sort of Fukuyama, Francis Fukuyama theory that history ended with the band Cleopatra? Coming at you.
He is wearing quite a nice carpet there, isn't he?
Anyway, Cleopatra were no Daphne and Celeste.
That's true.
UGLY, you ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
Who was the band who did No Way, No Way? Do you remember that one?
Manamana. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, what they got? Don't Get Fish With Me.
Don't Get Fish With Me. Who were they?
No Way, No Way. Right. Do, 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 do.
Manamana.
It was, yeah.
Don't Get Fish With Me. There we go.
Orange Juice. I can't remember.
That was cool.
Who was the band that sung Golden Oldies, Rolling Stones? We don't want them back. I'd rather Jack.
Oh, the
Reynolds sisters.
The Reynolds sisters.
Yeah.
I'd rather Jack. That's right. Go
the Reynolds sisters.
Reynolds sisters.
Terrible circulation. It's a shame. It's a sin. You black fingers. Except to wear gloves.
Who gave?
That's sure.
Heather, get out.
The K Dog's back.
That's a lot of space in that room.
Yes. Yeah, who comes up?
Do you think it was a bit redundant building that so high?
Yeah, possibly.
Oh.
The K Dog is back.
It's like the guy from the room, Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau.
Why are you saying this to me?
Ah, no need.
That's my fucking table, man.
I'm going to cut your head off and then you can you have your tea.
That's been...
Where is he? Yeah, where is he?
Painted a lovely grey colour, that.
You think they'd have cleaned the fucking moss off the walls?
Mm. Oh, give him peace, give him peace.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, that's why he's got the chip mark. That's why he's got
stitches, isn't he? Yeah. Because Ramirez almost takes him out. Because he's
wasn't he expecting it, that?
No.
No, he's a good guy. Look at that. That is swordsmanship, isn't it? And another man.
Yeah. The benefit of it being another man. Mm. Ah, but you see, now, you're always going to give him the advantage of being below him now. Mm. As you very well know, Chris.
Well, you get the, absolutely.
The man on top has the advantage.
Absolutely. Got to get the high ground. I think anybody who's watched Ernest Beats Halloween, Ernest Scared Stupid knows, get a high ground.
I remember when I was a kid, I can't remember if it was maybe the Ron Eli Tarzan series. There was certainly an action series I used to watch. Which
the what, sorry?
Ron Eli Tarzan.
Ron, oh, yes, yes, yeah.
So I thought you said the Ron Eli Tarzan series.
That's right, that's right.
I remember watching an action series where the hero, when he was fighting the baddie, would knock him down, and then he'd do like a gesture, like a cheeky gesture. Come on then, and give him a bit more. Love that.
Oh,
here you go. Here comes Kurgan. Just why are you not chopping his head off at this point?
Yeah, go ahead and chop his head off.
Come on, Heather. Wow.
Oh, that's nice. That's nicely lit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautifully lit.
So we touch the showbiz coming down those steps there.
Yeah.
He must have just been on parking. Just a wee, when done that.
A wee kick. Yeah. He's just imagining Ronnie Hazelhurst playing a
bit. Oh, here's when it gets a bit strange, when the walls all start coming down.
But oh, right.
Yeah, but the stairs don't.
Yeah.
Why are the walls coming down? Just by the sheer power of the force of the personality. Yeah.
Well, remember all the cars went Raj.
Oh, right, okay.
So they just make things go Raj.
It's Jerryville. Look at that. There you go, see that?
Oof. What's coming down?
And to be fair, you can actually see someone pushing it through there, I think. I think the other reason it's falling down is that it's actually made of polystyrene.
No, I
don't believe that.
Come on, Heather, you need to get away.
I think that's just cynical.
She just escaped and she became a weather girl on the telly.
That's it.
For many years.
Heather the Weather.
Yeah.
Is Heather the Weather still about? I haven't seen Heather the Weather in a long time.
She left years ago.
Did she?
Yeah. But nobody sees her anymore.
She needs to find another occupation that rhymes with Heather.
I think there is she only could, one.
She could do a talk
there
show.
There is only one.
She could do a Scottish talk
show. Heather the Blether.
She could get a job in one of those leather shops down on Argyle Street. Yeah. Not that kind of leather shop.
Heather the Leather World.
Leather World, yeah. Or she could actually be someone who...
creates restraint.
Yeah, exactly.
Heather the Tether. Or she could pluck chickens.
Go on.
Heather the Feather.
That's it. Wash. Here we go. Look.
Oh, you bastard.
You rotten bastard, you.
Oh, that's... Ran through. Sean Connery, look at that. Defiant till the end there.
If you want me to see, I've got fucking sod stuck through my lungs.
Yeah, you can't.
Actually, without the subtitles, it does make him look like he just was.
He's half it.
Here we are, look. Can be anyone, look. Boof.
I would move.
It's very obviously stupid.
Yeah, he's stuck.
Or just duck.
Or just jump. He can't die, so just jump off the end.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's true. There you go. And I think the other problem with the sequel is it does kind of fuck up this, doesn't it? Because this is reliant on there only being one.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, that's because the sequel was a shirt.
And there was Highlander 2 and Highlander 3, wasn't there? And did they go to the alien planet in Highlander 2 then?
Where we
Well, there's sort of flashbacky kind of things.
Yeah, to the planet Zawargi.
Yeah, the Zawargi. Planet Gwangi.
Or something.
Oh. What's in the third one?
It's got Mario Van Peebles in it.
Mario Van Peebles, the sort of Kurgan type.
Yeah.
That's right.
He was like a one man sort of fucking cultural revolution, he thought.
Yeah.
He was an L.A. Law.
He did a black exploitation western, which has always been a great idea, but his one was rotten.
I remember.
Posse. That's what it's called.
Posse's Giants.
He's in the... I'm pretty sure he's in the...
See, I guess.
I'm pretty sure he's in the LA Law. Yeah. Because there's a bit, which I found really odd at the time, where he says to the lassie that he's... It's the black lassie that he's going out with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've had a hard day and all that. And for some reason, this is stuck in my mind. He says, why don't we go to the pictures, or why don't we go to the movies? And there's a Spanish film theatre, and they're showing Mississippi Burning. Why don't we see if it's any less obnoxious in Spanish?
That.
I thought, oh, that's...
Mm.
That's your agenda, isn't it?
Well, I just thought that's
uppity, that's what that is, mate.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah. Mm. Gene Hackman's like, going to kick his
ass. Because actually that's ripping the piss out of Spanish people as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it makes it sound like anything that's in Spanish must be inherently
nice.
Silly.
It's not nice.
Now, did he not... Was Sheila Gish not his girlfriend in this?
You'll find out. There's a backstory there. Yeah. Sheila Gish in real life was, of course, the partner for many years of Dennis Lawson. And she died of cancer.
Did she?
Oh, that's right.
And very sadly, her daughter, Louise Gish, who was a very funny actor, she was in Coupling.
Mm-hmm.
She died of cancer too. Wow. When she was very young, she was in her 30s. Aww. And she was married to Nicholas Rowe, who played young Sherlock Holmes.
Wow.
That's a great film.
It's a great film. And he was also in the recent Sherlock, wasn't he? He was the...
Yeah, he was Sherlock Holmes on telly. Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good film, young Sherlock Holmes.
I love the young Sherlock Holmes. That's a great film.
Barry Levinson.
Was it Barry Levinson directed?
Spielberg. Here we go.
Here you go.
I know that.
Yeah, is
it? It's a heavy Spielberg influence in it.
Oh, I very much so.
I've gotten this sequence.
Good Christmassy film, young Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are versions of this film where this sequence doesn't appear.
Really?
What, there's in, something in like Germany? That, a different version. Yeah, possibly.
Hmm? No, possibly. I mean, are they in Germany?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm certain there are differences. But this is, of course, where he says the line.
Oh, this is where they meet, isn't it? Yes, of course.
That's Sheila Gish there, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just giving that away.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Bye, love.
Are you Scottish? Rachel, that's interesting because she's a bit like Newt.
Yeah. Newt. Oh, yeah, they come at night, mostly.
Why does she have an English accent? That's never explained that.
Mm. Shot. Yeah.
Nazi bastard.
Look
at him.
He's like a proper Nazi.
He's off a fucking set of cabaret.
Yeah, he's not fucking about. That's a... He's like a proper... He's one of the proper ones. It's kind of magic. That's what the fucking album was called.
Oh!
With a cartoony cover.
Yeah, but you would never know.
No. You should be dead! Now you have to shoot me first. All right.
Whenever you say Jack, you're the master race. Yeah, that's cool. Love it.
Yeah, piece of ass.
I love the even the comment. Ha!
Cruising for...
You're cruising for a piece of ass.
Oh, here we go. Look at that. Nice transition there.
Not sure about that one. There's a war going on in the back of that cupboard.
Yeah.
There's two of the Hawkmen standing there.
Whoa.
Oh, it's quite touching.
You touched Jack. He's filling up.
He's going to go and pump that lassie in a minute.
I've got to go pump that lassie.
Bubalo.
I'm going to show my bagpipes.
Yeah, but
I'm the islander.
My bagpipes.
Yeah, I'm going to pump that lassie. That's kind of what he's saying to her. I do think that's a bit...
Much.
Bit
she's
weird,
like,
isn't it?
Could have pumped me she at loves some him. Point.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah.
Got a good looking woman, Sheila Gish. Very attractive.
Mm.
Frankly, she's hotter than her, if I'm being honest. Ah.
Data recorder, love it. Now, I think putting that recorder in that box,
it's not going to do much, is it?
Yeah, it's not going to help.
You'd probably sound like one of our podcasts, wouldn't it?
Except there wouldn't be a voice going, fuck off! Over there all the time.
Here he comes.
Hi there.
Oh, you're a cheeky wee look.
Yeah.
Right, he's giving the full grey stoke now. I have a host in the borders.
Did you like Greyskull?
It's a great film.
Yeah, it's a very good film.
I do think that's what I said.
Is it one of the best of the Tarzan films?
Yeah, if not the best.
I like Johnny Weissmuller. He's a good swimmer as well.
You mean you don't like the one with Richard Harris?
Which one's? Is that Richard Harris?
No, that's a wee Japanese guy stuck in the jungle. Richard Harris is one of Tarzan the Ape Man.
Tarzan the Ape Man.
By John Derek.
With
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
And the horny
orangutan.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary film.
He keeps trying to pump her all the way through the film. It's terrible.
It is an extraordinary film.
Again, Johnny
Wiseman.
And
Miles O'Keefe is Tarzan.
Yeah, well, you know.
When was Johnny Wiseman Tarzan last shown on telly?
Oh, used to be on all the time, didn't
it? Oh, yeah, they did used to be on all the time.
Back when?
It was a proper country. Johnny Wiseman, we fucking cheat the chimp with his wee G-string on.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Stop him getting the horn all the time.
Monkeys really have disgusting asses. They really do. They really
would you prefer it?
Kind of, they're all a bit prolapsed, aren't they?
Would you prefer it if they had
monkey
nice,
bums?
If they had
a
nice,
chimp isn't a monkey.
Shapely bums.
Well, just generally.
It's an ape.
Yeah, they're all fucking.
Yeah, you know what I'm getting at, Craig.
Do you know why it's not a monkey?
It's got a nasty bum.
It's not cheeky. Although they love cups of tea. I'm mad for a cup of tea, a chimp. I don't know why. They've broken into Michael Douglas's apartment.
Yeah.
I'm not getting in no lift with you, you blowjob lady.
Dear.
Yeah,
monkey's eating bananas. That used to be on the telly all the time.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
She's an alcoholic.
What is the deal with the fucking?
Did Hennessy give any money to the film, do you think?
I think
she's fucking
no decanters though. Like
see, we're past decanters, aren't we now?
Well, it's straight
Andy
in the bottle.
Balloon, though.
Oh, he goes, okay, look,
she doesn't keep it long enough to get it into the
decanter. No, he's like, let's see what kind of brand it is.
Yeah, we know that. It said that on it.
Wow, that's old. No, it's old as me. 1783 was a very good year.
She's like, fucking wow.
With it,
she's wasted by this point.
I'm on to the 1784 now. Yeah.
1783 was a really good year. Yeah. Cheers!
Who says, don't you tell me, from Jackson King?
Come on, son.
One singer, one song.
Come on, best of all, Dubber. Come on now.
I've still got wet.
What have we got left?
That's funny.
Hey, open that bottle of ouzo.
You're probably not interested in older women like me, are you, son? I could teach you a thing or two. All these last with a tight body.
Drink that and we'll talk.
Cut the book.
You bastard, where did you
find this?
I have an extensive library. I've got a sword making section.
In forensics. Dun-dun.
It'll work from Ren. Just we know. Travailler du Merlin.
What's the one in the bald comments, Jack? I need for that.
It's not very nice.
Is this filmed in Baltimore?
Just because he's got a lovely head of hair, there's no need to have a go.
He does have a nice head of hair. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Turn off the tape or shoot me?
Mm-hmm.
Do both.
Fascinating. Isn't that a type of pasta?
Fusilli.
What do you think of a decor?
It's quite suburban, I think, for an 80s.
The birds there.
New York flat, I'd expect it all to be white.
That's a nice picture. They're not.
That lassie from Swing Out Sister just kind of a bit.
They're not all the birds, Jack. Don't stop.
She was a very attractive lady.
Too bad. Now that you find a way to make it last. You've got to find a way, say what you want to say, break out.
Yeah, very straight phrase, isn't it?
Corrine.
Very straight phrase.
What? Corrine.
I don't know.
She was nice.
Corrine. Is that what it said?
Her first name was Corrine.
Is that what it said?
And her surname
Register.
Was
Craig William, Jack of a White, Chris Diamond, Corrine.
How many U's in that surname?
All of them. All the U's.
I'm not seeing here until she's got through them all.
Drury. Corinne Drury.
There you go. There's a U in there somewhere.
Don't stop doing it. It's a good song, that.
Mm-hmm.
I think she ended up in like High Road or something, actually.
Who?
Heather.
BT Eden, no, she went to America, mate.
Did she?
America, mate. America. America,
mate.
She's just America. Good,
mate. America, mate.
Now, is this...
What's John, what's his name, saying about this? The man who's got us watching this, what's he got to say for himself?
So, we've covered quite a lot of
Jonathan Wilkinson.
The main points that...
is this them still there after he said...
Is it Jonathan Wilkinson?
That's weird.
It's Jonathan Wilkins.
Wilkins.
Yeah. Yes.
So he's still cutting about there after Sean's had his head lopped off?
Yeah, well, they've got a different house now. But also, she's getting old now, you see.
Oh, right, okay.
It's quite poignant, actually, mate. Just don't laugh about it.
Yeah, we've picked over most of the main points, with the exception of... the Pastel Knitwear, but that's at the end.
Right.
So, we'll be sure
well, that's
to...
right.
Pastel Knitwear.
There's some extraordinary Pastel Knitwear.
Are they like...
lounging in it.
Are they like Dorothy's cardigans from the Golden Girls?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Jonathan also, he says that he thinks it's a very original film. Can't think of anything that's even vaguely similar.
No, that's true.
Which
yeah.
is a
especially Highlander 2.
Yes.
It creates its own...
which is unsimilar by being shit.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Are you still enjoying it?
Oh, yes. It's a lovely film.
I wish I'd noticed you shot it, because it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, look at her.
Here she comes. She's an old lassie now. And of course, we get one of the all-time great Queen songs here as well.
Who wants to live forever?
Written by Brian May.
She's still quite spry, isn't she?
I was about to guess she's the sheep. I was about to guess who wrote that.
Would you
have
guessed Brian May?
Yes, would of course I would have.
Well, there we are then. It doesn't matter.
Because look at her here. It looks just like Brian May's.
It does, yeah. How he looks. In fact, Brian May looks very much like her now.
Yeah, he does, yeah. It's like John Carpenter now looks like the evil baddie from Big Trouble in Little China.
Well, low bar.
He's just fucking double now. It's really weird.
Ah, fuck it.
And Brian May sings the...
I tell you, he also looks like an old lady. Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
Jimmy Page looks right like an old lady.
Yeah.
Not like Grant Brady.
Yeah, just got the hair of a lady.
Hair of a lady, not an old lady, just a young lady.
Yeah. And Brian May sings the first verse of Haunts of Forever. But then he lets Freddie take over when it gets to difficult.
When it gets to the... Yeah. See, I can do it, but Brian couldn't. Too busy working.
You can, but Brian can.
Exactly.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
You might, but Brian may.
Yeah. You think, though, after
I can,
all these years,
uh-huh.
and all their millions, and they have made an awful lot of money, mm-hmm. but you would think after all that time, Brian
they'd
may...
They'd be able to reanimate Freddie.
No. He'd be able to buy a guitar as opposed to deal with that
have to make that
had to make himself.
That minky guitar he made with his dad, Harry.
Minky mucky guitar.
Yeah.
Minky mucky.
Just go and buy one, mate. Yeah. You get a nice squad.
Shops are full of them. Get them in Argos.
In fact, you can get replicas.
A starter pack.
You can get replicas of his guitar. He could just
do
that.
I've looked at them.
Buy the
red
special.
Nice.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah.
Get one of the Bert Whedon ones.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite guitarist, Jack?
Brian May.
Is it?
Yeah, he's great.
Chris?
It's not mine.
Jake Thackeray's a good guitarist as well.
Who's he?
Yeah, he is.
You know Jake Thackeray. He's on That's Life.
It's very good, Jake Thackeray. Yeah. Although, see, when I was a kid,
what?
Jake Thackeray used to sing comedy songs.
Old cocks
and they go on and on.
Yeah.
No, when I was a kid, I thought proper guitars were like the one that Robert Palmer had, you know, the red and white
one. Yeah.
I thought that's what a proper guitar looked like. So when other people had guitars that didn't look like that, I thought, well, if they stick in, they'll get a proper one.
For me, it's probably either Mark Knopfler or Lindsay Buckingham.
Okay.
I like a finger picker.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah.
I like a nice finger.
Jake Thackeray can, he can pick. He's good at picking.
Can Richard Digens?
He'll pick away.
What are you trying to get in touch with Richard Digens after?
Did he ever tweet you back?
No, that...
What a cunt.
Fucking arsehole.
Abrica cunt.
All I want is that fucking song. Yeah. And the problem is, now you've reminded me of it again.
Oh,
I won't have peace for another 3 months.
What was it again?
It's the general consensus of the people here today. Come on, Craig.
Don't give up your day job.
So, Richard, if you're listening,
wait,
for God's sakes.
It seems like 100 years.
Well, actually,
yes,
let's try this. Jonathan Wilkins, if you know Richard Digens,
reach
out to him for us now.
One.
Absolutely, positively.
Ah, so here's another one of the Immortals. I've got about this.
Do you think we should be scanning like
and that's
the...
that's what's his name from Casualty, isn't it? From Casualty. Is it? Yeah, he's one of the doctors in Casualty. Yeah.
I don't know, I don't much.
Which is also where, what's his name turned up, the man that played Katanga from...
Really?
In the Lost Ark, yeah.
In Casual?
Was he in Casualty as well?
Yeah. See that block there with the two things in it?
Mm.
That's where Stephen Sondheim grew up.
Oh, do you think we should be scanning regularly the like concert adverts in the Sunday Mail to see if Richard Dijons is going to turn up at any point?
We could do.
And then get tickets and then just turn up and then just go and say...
Do the day job song.
Do the day job song.
We don't know what it's called, but do that one.
Do the day job song.
Do the day job song.
And he was great with the double bass, wasn't he? Well, that was Jim Tavares.
That was Jim Tavares.
Yes, Jim Tavares.
He seems to be an actor in Hollywood now.
Is he?
Yeah, neither am I.
He once wrote... Jim Tavares once emailed TV Cream.
Oh yeah, he was really fucked off.
Someone I think had written something.
I think
slightly derogatory.
It was not the angriest.
Mildly derogatory.
Was it not the angriest email we'd had since Derek Beatty?
Yeah, I think so. And he said something along the lines of, "You're the kind of bloke who thinks watching a bloke slip up on the banana skin's really funny." And well, it can be quite funny.
Well, the irony in that, Jim, is it depends how you do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
Isn't the guy stabbing in there the guy that used to be in EastEnders?
Yeah, it is. It's Tricky Dicky.
Yeah.
Jesus, so it is.
And he was also in Doctor Who. He was in The Greatest Show in the Galaxy.
Oh, Christ.
What was that one?
That's the one with
the... one with the Gods of Ragnarok.
Yeah, the Gods of Ragnarok, yeah. And Sylvester plays the spoons.
Oh, yeah. And does the... and what was... who was Tricky Dicky again?
So he... what's he called? Is he Ian... Ian... somebody... Tricky Dicky was he not Kathy Beale's fella for a while?
Yeah, he owned the pub, didn't he?
He was a bad lad, hence the name, Tricky Dicky. Gosh, I'd forgotten he was in this.
Are you thinking of Wilmot Brown?
No,
I'm saying you're thinking of...
No, I remember, I was the one that said he was in EastEnders. I just couldn't remember what the character was.
I think he's called Ian Reddington there.
Got a good face.
Yeah, he does have a good face. Not really been anything since EastEnders, I don't think.
Got to be about comedy relief, yeah.
He had a stockbroker... curtains haircut.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The old Tricky Dickies. When did you stop watching EastEnders, Chris?
Quite some...
oh, fuck. At least 15 years ago.
What about you, Craig?
I would imagine, I think I stopped watching it when I left university, so I think it's not about 24 years ago.
No,
I
used to watch it with...
No, I'll tell you, that's when I last saw it.
I used to watch it with Ketrin and that, but I mean, it's like... I have absolutely no idea who anybody else is in it now.
I think I started about 1987.
It's so long ago that Wendy Richard was still in it.
Mm.
Is that your anniversary then that we should be?
Oh yeah, this is it.
Well, I mean, she's only been out of it in the last 10 years or so. Oh, this guy's somebody.
Candy, yeah.
Who is it that's behind here again? Ugh, he's just an actor that we know from other stuff.
Oh, there we are. Yes, he does. Jonathan Wilkinson refers to Tricky Dicky. Yeah,
there you go.
So we were right on that score.
Yeah,
it's keeping us right here. This is good shit. And also,
who is he then?
I thought I've seen him in stuff.
Mm.
Oh,
think punk. See that?
It's poor punk. Yeah, man.
Oh, what's going on here? Oh, there's that big
man. Oh, there's that guy that's in the...
always in tons of stuff.
Ab Fab,
and he was in We'll Meet Again.
And we were watching something.
He's Safi's dad from...
Yeah. I was watching... We were watching... Oh, he's in there. He's the dad in the Labyrinth.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Driving a Trans Am there. Great American car.
Are Trans Am's good cars?
They're muscle cars.
So but are they good cars?
I think they were then, yeah.
Because you always get, like, I see films...
The Bandit cars, drove one, so it must be good.
Yeah. I see cars in American films and things, and you think, I'm not entirely sure whether this is supposed to be a good car or not. Because all American cars look quite rickety.
Yeah. I think by then they were pretty played out, which is why he's driving one.
Right, okay.
Because he's obviously a sort of Vietnam vet who's trying to sort of clean up the streets.
Yeah.
That's from the Glasgow, that.
See, they've been filming the...
It's not great, the fight scene slightly underpowered, isn't it?
Yeah. They've been filming the Avengers in Edinburgh, is what you're going to say, yeah. Is it set in Edinburgh, the bits they're filming, do you think?
I'd like to think so.
Also, yeah.
That'd be good.
Full of Rangies. Avengers 3.
Rise of the Ratchets.
The Ripper. Rip a whole time and the Wimpy appears.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. We could cut to a young Craig Williams with the burger.
Just
drops it.
Slice a hole in Thanos. Yeah. Opens time and a spew comes flying out.
Hulk turns up full green. The Jambo's capital city service thing. You know, capital soccer firm, so they get fucking fired into him. Punching fuck out of him.
Fucking Dark Elves have been held up at Hart Hill.
Oh man, that'd be good. It's big fucking Avengers Tower block over Morningside.
There wouldn't seem to be any particular reason to film it in Edinburgh if it's not meant to be Edinburgh.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Breaks, must be.
Because the point of filming in Glasgow is that it looks like other places.
Yeah.
But if you're going to film in Edinburgh, you surely you want to have the castle.
Yeah, we're filming up sort of St. John's Cathedral way.
Ah.
Jenny Hawes' stool comes flying out. There you go.
That video effects are pretty good, aren't they? For the time, actually.
I like them.
Mm. Quite subtle.
Oh.
He's enjoying that, isn't he?
It's got to be stronger than that.
And again, to your point earlier on, for the big bad guy, he's not that muscly, is he, Kogan?
No, he's big.
He's a big dude. He's quite scary.
Yeah, but now it would be some fucking ludicrous sized person.
Absolutely. Oh, requisite. Comedy old lady there.
That's the couple from Superman 2. The bingo, twingle bingo.
Jingle bingo.
Jingle bingo.
The budget for this wasn't that big, was it?
About 19 million, I think.
Okay, because they got a lot of bang for their buck, didn't they?
Not a bad budget for
the time. It's not a bad budget. Yeah. Certainly for Clannon, it's not a pretty good budget.
Blah, blah, blah.
It looks great for it. Yeah, unlike,
it's a lovely looking film.
Fucking Superman 3 and all that shit. Superman 4, sorry.
There was never really any high-end merchandise, was there?
They've got the grainy stock again there.
I don't think so.
I think it's two different types of film stock.
Mm.
One is really grainy.
Yeah, I think that's right. Again, lovely camera work again, look.
No need for that.
It's a shame.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah. Motherfucker.
Why don't you get out of the car?
What were they driving?
Oh, does he not lick her? I think that's what happened, yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's not right.
Of course he doesn't. You wanted him to.
I think he does.
Where are you going with my car? That's quite good.
Yeah.
Oh, she's lying up.
Yeah.
Self-service cutlet stores.
Oh, hello.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Send up there now.
No need. Right, you've just got 24 hours to bust open this case, buddy.
Got to get down there. We've got to get this corridor. There's a camera phone.
They're very archetypal, the place in this, aren't they?
Yeah.
So how far into this are we?
We're now tired.
Let's have a look.
An hour and 22 minutes.
We're at 22.
So not that long to go, really.
It's about 20 minutes or so to go.
Mm-hmm. It's just that I only ask because it doesn't feel like it's moving to a conclusion.
No, that's true. Mm. Yeah.
You know, like, there's not, like, lots of strands being brought together.
Yeah.
It's like it could go on for another hour or it could just finish in a minute.
Well, I think the backstory...
I'm not saying that's particularly bad.
The backstory is complicated, but the A plot is...
Yeah, it's very straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
There's, I think, one of my favourite scenes with the newspaper vendor is coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a nutjob, isn't he? He's bonkers in the nut, that dude.
Tinkery.
Or is he, Jack?
Or is he?
Maybe he's the one sane man.
He's got it right.
Maybe he's the one guy who understands this shit.
You think you could work with one of our artists? Yeah. Need plastering done.
He's paranoid because there's a camera right above his bed.
Oh, everybody's away. I'm just going to have a wee. Oh, fuck.
They really worked hard on the angles there, haven't they? There's a lot of nice low shots.
Aye, take an apple and crunch it on the way out.
Yeah. Do that with it.
Yeah.
Or take a grape.
Oh, here we go. This is the bit with it. Yeah, this is nice because you don't hear what he's saying here. You see? It's a nice little touch, that.
Oh, no. Never took any fruit.
Then they walk out. Yeah, he's mental. There you go, look.
That was Sid Little there, that was the doctor.
Ah, here we are. Yes, I love the scene. With the cheeky newspaper vendor guy. What does incompetent mean?
See back then.
So sassy. Love
see
it.
If you watched that.
Jive talking.
You'd have been thinking, look at that hot dog. Imagine being able to go and buy a hot dog.
I know.
Off a guy in the street. That'd be fucking
what
amazing.
What does baffle mean? That's so funny.
Right. Now you can if it's all falafels.
Just falafels.
I love falafels.
It just doesn't sound right.
Fucking
it's just whenever anybody says anything about falafel, yeah. It sounds like there's a joke in it somewhere.
Yeah, just falafels.
It's just falafels.
What? We're a sister company for Auntie. Except falafels with falafel.
With Basil falafel.
Basil
the falafel. Tracking system.
It just
the gyros.
Just
a gyroscope.
It does make me wonder why nobody's ever come up with a falafel raffle before.
Or a waffle, because in Glasgow, that'd be a falafel
waffle. A falafel waffle.
So here we go, so she's uncovering the truth now.
A falafel waffle and a bottle of Snapple.
Peach Snapple.
Give me a fucking peach Snapple.
A diet peach Snapple. That's a reference.
Could they be sold by Head of the Weather then?
Yeah.
That's a reference to the...
presented by Head of the Weather.
What was that called? The Hunt for Bigfoot?
Oh, that's a great film.
Which is a Storyville with the guy who's a professional Bigfoot hunter who's one of the most appalling people I've ever seen.
Needlessly belligerent.
I think he's needlessly belligerent. Who's so awful. But it's when he says, get down here. Get down here in 5 minutes. I think we've really got something. Right, get down here as quick as you can. And pick me up a peach flappy, a diet peach snap. Yeah, and a glass with ice.
Now that guy's familiar.
Look at this lovely pieces.
He's got to be a nerd.
I think that's Freddie Mercury in disguise.
Could well be.
And a wee look.
Oh, this bit's good. Yeah, I like this bit.
I remember watching this thinking, wow.
Yeah.
Computers, they're the future.
Yeah, they could do anything. Look at that, they could do anything.
What's this? What they're doing
is they're taking all the signatures of the previous owners of the deeds of the property he lives in back
to the 1790s. Oh, right, okay. Right, so he's the guy who's been there since the
1790s. They're saying it's the same dude.
Gotcha.
And because their signatures are quite similar.
No.
This guy assumes him, therefore it's one guy who's a mortal.
I was going to say, what really is more likely? That possibly people have got similar signatures, it's just one of those things. Or it's a guy who's had the same building since the 1700s.
You know, you might want to rule that out. I like to rule shit in. Oh, that's nice.
Ah, okay, here's the lesson. This is where.
It's a very 80s bedroom.
This is where the Kurgan looks.
It's the cloister room from the town.
He licks the hand of the nun.
Yeah. That's a lovely shot again as well.
Licks a bum.
They really spent a lot of time setting up these scenes, didn't they?
A lot of order.
Cut like a nun bum.
Yeah, it's a lovely shot.
How many bums can you lick?
None.
Oh my god, I've got 1.5 hours into this film. I did near realise
he
was a fucking left footer. What's going on?
My bonnie.
Die, 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 die.
My bonnie head on.
He's not a god.
It's a bit harsh.
Yeah, can't talk to god like that. You overdressed haggis.
So they can't fight in churches, can they? Isn't that right?
Nobody can fight in churches. It's out of order. Even I think that, and I'm an atheist.
You can't even struggle.
No.
Look at it.
Look at that. It's touching.
Historically a problem.
Can't I be bad guy, touching the tabernacle next.
Oh.
Straight to the bad fire.
I have something to say. It's better to burn out than to fade away. That's what he says in there, isn't he?
Let's find out together.
A friend of mine from the hospital said he's a complete, very, very militant, angry atheist.
You talking about Chris?
No.
Okay.
But he said with his wife.
About Martin?
I'm not angry about anything.
They went to the. They were in a Catholic church once. And his wife went, "What's that?" And it was a tabernacle. And he said he jumped out of his skin. Didn't he touch that? You're not allowed to touch that. Wow. You go to the back of fire.
Look at his. He's got very odd.
Oh, that's not nice, isn't it? He's
Looks like Jim. Looks like Jim Tavari.
He does look like Jim Tavari too. Yeah. He's got a double bass in the back there.
Nobody got that.
I think he's going to do in a minute. He's going to do an impression of somebody having their head chopped off.
Yes.
Do you know where he got his haircut?
Baltimore.
Oh, the prize is a watch. Nice.
Yeah, that's it. There is.
That's what he does.
It's not right.
It's almost as bad as doing that to them.
It's not right. Don't do the finger poking gesture, Craig.
Why not?
Because it. Oh, Chris.
Smell it. Does it smell of bums?
It better.
Should do.
Pokey pokey.
Oh. That's him just told him that he raped his wife.
But did he though? Because I didn't. No. He didn't know, did he?
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's just told him that he raped his wife.
She never told you. Yeah, no, I don't think.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe Heather when they told him.
Yeah. Oh, here we go, look.
It doesn't really make any... I mean, it would suggest that the reason he said all that is to rile him. But it's not like you need to rile him to have a fight with him.
No, he's just a bad bastard, though, isn't he?
Yeah, is he just doing it out of badness?
It's not very nice.
Also, if you remember, Ramirez said to him, don't get angry.
Mm. Oh, right,
so
okay.
He's trying to get him angry, you see.
He could just unpick his stitches.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be up front. I bet you are. Came with my clothes are like on.
I'll be roaming and you're glomming. Because I you, your fud beat it.
Yeah.
Now, if that was a Scottish Catholic priest, he'd go, You, get the fuck out here now, by the way.
Fuck it.
I need our big man. Father McKenna. Out the church now, big man.
Listen, you, me, right? Out of this church, right?
Looks a wee bit like Father McKenna.
Cardinal McKenna, as he is now.
This is it.
Yes, yeah.
You'll be looking forward to this bit.
The hand lick bit.
Do you think that's worse than this? What do you think?
Oh, my goodness sakes.
What's wrong?
I don't want the finger poking in my face.
Yeah, you see that.
Right.
Who asked that? Which one to poke?
Didn't Kurt Cobain put that in his suicide note?
No, I just wrote.
He did do mincy. And actually, to connect it back to this, he also talked about Freddie Mercury in his suicide note.
Did he write, "I am immortal"?
It must have been a fucking long note.
Did he write, "I am immortal"? No more. Oh, no.
Here, Alec.
Come.
Postscript.
As you are.
Tiresome.
He died at birth in Syracuse.
Falafel. I tell you, I'm going to work tomorrow and organising a falafel raffle.
Fantastic.
I'm going to be rich. I'm not going to be hanging about with you guys anymore.
Falafel raffle.
Be careful not to baffle your falafel raffle.
That's going to be the headline. Scotland baffled by falafel raffle.
It's awful, says women.
Scotland, awfully baffled by falafel.
You know how I recently redecorated my second sitting room?
That's just like that.
Mm. We're coming up to the
other PlayStations.
Other Rudy scene, aren't we now?
Teenage farts. I'm getting dizzy.
Get a nice shot.
Oh. Is this coming up for the pumping?
I think he stabs himself and then they have a pumping.
He stabs himself and then they pump.
Because that usually works for me when I'm trying to get the ladies into the beds, into the boudoir. Yeah. I see I'm going to stab myself. What do you think of that?
So here we go, look. Watch.
Take it. Stab me what it.
It's just like Wishaw. First they stabbed me, then we had a pure pump.
Hello, is that Ramirez?
He said, aye. He said he loved me.
That goes up like that.
Here we go.
I was born in 1518 in the Glenfiddich village in the south of Glashiel.
Tullamont!
Tullamont!
Zut alors!
Ah! Oh no, I'm not!
Oh no, 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 no! No, that was just something that's on the telly!
Unless stabbed by a woman called Brenda. Oh, fuck. Okay, so.
You've stabbed me right in my conversation pit. You're still alive. That makes me want to rattle you.
It's time for a pump. As I remember, there are silhouetted nipples. There are silhouetted nipplage being fiddled with.
You're about to find out, aren't you?
Yeah. And then he gets her clothes off.
Fiddling nipples. Really?
Look at our split ends.
So who did you go to cinema to see this with?
Rory McPherson, I've told you already.
So he's gashing blood.
Hey, Rory? I don't think so.
She's like, ah, right, that's me in the mood now.
Yep, I went with Rory McPherson to see this.
Uh-huh. How old were you?
Both 15. He was 32. Oh. I met him online.
That's very 80s, isn't it, that?
Why are they...
It needs a saxophone glissando. Oh, it's actually a bit of... Nipple.
Why are they fucking in the set of Letterman?
Yeah. Yeah, indeed, aren't they?
It's got a nice bam. That's bam.
That's bam.
Wait, what are you after, she said? You know how he got stabbed? Left a nasty gash.
That is very... very 80s, that room. Oh, here we go.
Look. Oh, that didn't take long.
Yeah. That's it. A bit of that.
Sitting that line, you're crazy.
Yeah, they don't like him because they sense that he's a woman.
Yep.
I can smell sex off you. You might have had a shower.
I can smell the bobby.
You can tell he's going to fight because he's got his long coat and jeans and white trainers.
I can smell your bobby. Rawr.
It's not your problem. You're afraid to live.
Oh, there he is, look.
Yeah, there's the Kogan.
That's just a guy who's walked in the set.
You with the bobby. There's that guy. Rawr.
I'm going to get the head of
Rock on.
Do you know who the guest vocalist on Don't Lose Your Head is?
Daughter.
Do you know who it is?
Who, what?
The guest vocalist on the track Don't Lose Your Head by Queen that features in this.
Okay. 1986.
Yep.
Is Shaddy?
No, you're not many miles away.
Not
seeing it. Is it Phyllis Nelson?
No. You have the correct gender.
Shaka Khan.
Is it Phyllis Diller?
No.
That'd be funny.
Half Nelson.
Shaka, no.
Is
which Sadie was quite near.
Well, it's a lady.
Is it Corinne Drury from...
No, it's Joan Armatrading.
Joan Armatrading.
Joan Armatrading, yeah.
Joan
I shouldn't do that song.
Back apartment.
I wonder what Joan Armatrading's family used to do.
Builders.
I'm not going to answer that question. The grounds I'll incriminate myself.
What she mean?
Ever played chicken? Yeah. No, this is the first film I've been in.
Oh, he's quite funny. He's very good.
What did he do to Connor McLeod of the camera clothes?
No, he's just not.
He's what?
Connor doesn't know that she's been taken. He really puts a lot into his performance in this film.
He's fantastic. He's a good actor, Clancy, but good guy.
Yeah, he's a
good guy.
Nice man.
He's a good guy.
Nobody
would phone the police out, and that's the way people driving you.
Yeah, that's it.
He just did a sort of funny. Mm. Can't do that.
Can't do that now. That's terrible.
Don't like that.
Brutal those shots, aren't they?
Yeah.
They were good shots. I like the way that was done.
Yeah, it was nice.
Remind me of the Thriller video.
Yeah.
The folk going like that. Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I mean, a lot of the stuff so far has been really nicely shot in the lab. But that's the first bit that I've seen. Thought, oh, that's innovative.
Yeah. No, he knew his shit. That's all.
That's what he's doing.
Then he made Talos the Mummy, a horror film starring Louise Lombard and Bill Treacher.
Wow.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Bill Treacher gets killed by Talos the Mummy. Does, it's a shame. That's a sin. What are you laughing at? What's funny about that? It's no fucking life for Arthur, I tell you.
But before, when he hears the mummy's going up, does he go,
There you go. So this is the bit where he's singing New York, New York, and it cuts to Queen singing it.
No.
Way!
Hurry!
He does an impression of her screaming. Yeah, there you go. Brilliant.
He just loves life.
And that's when Freddy takes over.
Yeah, Freddy's now singing it. And it's a good version that he does as well.
Sort of jump cut there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Ah, so here we go. Here we're coming to the finale. So they shot the video for Prince of the Universe on there.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, I think it's a mock-up
Silver
of it.
Cup Studios is also in that Daft film a few years ago. Is it Now You See Me, the one about the magicians?
Oh, yeah.
I think the climax of that film is there.
Wow. Oh, so it's still around then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's where they shoot things like 30 Rock and whatnot. I think it's owned by CBS or NBC, whichever one it is.
Mm.
Cool. I could be wrong on all that. Probably am.
Look
George,
at that.
George, let
me know. Look at that answer machine.
It's not as big as the answer machine we had at the time, which looked like a small car.
Who recorded the message on the answer machine? But it was your dad.
My dad, obviously, with his pal Doogie, who were desperately trying to record it, like the Rockford files. They were trying to record, to play the Rockford files and record it. So that at the end it would say, "This is Jim Rock," and he was trying to splice in his own name, and they did it all fucking night, and it didn't work. They thought it was going to be fucking hilarious.
My mother-in-law does a great. She goes, "Hello, this is the residence." Through to me, leave a message. Just a nice sweet telephonous voice. Just talking to telephonous.
Does she over-enunciate?
Yes, a wee bit. Yeah,
did your dad over-enunciate on the message?
No.
Yeah, my dad did.
No, because he was just giggling and trying to sound like Jim Rockford.
I used to have one that said, "Hello, leave a message, bye." And it used to really annoy people.
That's annoying.
What does yours say?
I don't know if it says anything.
I don't know if I've even
got any phones, mate, at home anymore.
No, I don't like people phoning.
No.
Hey, it's a kind of magic. You're cruising for a piece of ass.
Cruising for a piece of ass.
Oh, look at it. She's lovely, she's like, isn't she?
It's terrible. Get a pump.
Yeah, that's all she wants.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great... that's a really great performance there, wasn't it?
Yeah,
she did a lot of nudity in the two TV programmes. She did it in Small World. Remember that? The David Lodge thing. Academics. You see her riding John Ratzenberger. And she did a lot of nudity in Deadhead, which was the thing she appeared with. Howard Brenton's Deadhead.
Wow.
And Dennis Lawson.
Okay. Don't remember either of those. Are they British or American?
Pussycat. It was British. Huh? Both.
British.
Deadhead was a sort of strange paranoid thriller set about the establishment.
Hmm.
The other great one from that time was Bird of Prey with Richard
Griffiths. No, Bird of Prey was fantastic. With the hawk and the little piggy computer thing.
Yeah, it's great.
I loved Bird of Prey. I was quite obsessed with it when I was a kid.
Aye.
I didn't really understand it.
No, I don't understand what the fuck was going on.
What would you do if you climbed?
But it was a kind of entry drug into hardcore and...
absolutely. Pendletons were
there. Yeah, hardcore.
What would you do if you climbed there and then just dropped a sword at the top? That would be a bit of a fucker, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be a bit of a ready. We'd have to go down and get it.
Mm.
But
that's the answer to that one.
It's unlikely to happen because he's wearing a good pair of trainers like me.
Yeah. Good guy's trainers.
Yeah. Good.
So here's the Kurgan.
Kurgan, cunt gun. That's what I call him.
Kurgan, Jürgen. Jürgen down there.
By the way, just coming into your love. I bet you don't think I would mind. He is wearing a pretty shitey, baldy skull cap, isn't he?
Can I just cut his legs off?
It's a bit wrinkled.
I mean, you could actually just chip his legs off.
Mm-hmm.
Bindi wouldn't be going anywhere.
Bindi wouldn't. Isn't Bindi Rolf Harris's daughter?
Wife. But that's not
good. Is he wife? It's also a friend of ours, Doug.
And, oh, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no daughter, that's right. Gwen is
it? It is daughter, yeah. With me. It's a good fight, this.
It is a good fight. There's not enough trash talking there in the fight. Could do a bit more trash talking.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Your mama. You happy now?
No, I need to be a bit.
Your mama.
No, I need to be a bit smarter than that. Bit more
Jack,
gaggy.
I'm going to handcuff Lightning. I'm going to kill a brick.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm so bad, I need medicine sick.
Yeah, that works. That works for me.
Jack, I'm going to bust your ass. How's like that?
That's all good. Bottoms with
I'm
you,
gonna
isn't it?
I'm going to tear you a new asshole.
Oh, they're making an awful mess.
Yeah, yeah, look at that.
Whoever's going to survive this fight is going to be left with a big bill.
There's a lot of cleaning up to do there. Luckily, though, we've got. He's just recreating the Wild Boys video now, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he has.
Pretty
Wild
much, yeah.
Boys!
There's going to be like a. Are we sort of sneaky alien things going to pop out and go.
Telegraph
for
looking
some
for him.
Ready. Said this was a big mistake.
Girls on Film video, however.
Oh, that was just on titties, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. That only got its full unexpurgated showing on the James Whale radio show.
Really?
Mm. I used to watch the James Whale
did
radio
you?
Show.
Yeah, so did I, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't
yeah, just to see.
That.
Well, it's just one of those things. You see what mad shit would turn
what does he
week.
Do these days, James Whale?
He's on one of the radio channels.
He also crops up sometimes on a Sunday morning on the BBC Breakfast doing
does
the
he
doing the paper.
Does he?
He looks all right actually. He had cancer years
did
ago.
He?
Mm.
Yeah.
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
he's
a bludgeoned twat. Which means he was probably 32 or something
yeah.
when that
yeah,
was on.
That's yeah,
that's
the weird thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Him and Gary Bushell both seem to disappear largely.
Well, the good thing
Gary
is Gary Bushell's never
guy,
come back.
Though, isn't it? Everyone likes him. He's a lovely bloke.
He's never come back, though, so that's all right.
Fucking crushing bore.
Bluto, they called him, didn't they? Isn't that right?
Sorry?
Bluto. Gary
yeah.
Bushell.
Oh, Bluto.
Yeah.
I actually thought you said Bluto.
Yeah,
I was like, no. something happening. I was getting gangrene.
I bet that was a bit stinky after weeks of fighting in there.
Mm. The James Whale radio show was a weird programme, though.
It was, yeah.
There was weird well, segments that
yeah.
it had.
Hang on, string time.
And was it actually on the radio as well?
Well, he was a radio host.
Right.
And then they put him on the telly.
But
and
what
was
the premise, though? Was he broadcasting on the radio as well?
I think it's... No.
I never quite got to the bottom of that.
I think it started off that they used to have... Well, it was a phone-in.
Some
people could phone
Smallcast.
In.
Was it a simulcast?
No. But it was just that people could phone in.
Right, okay. So they said
that
was
about,
radio
what,
show.
88 to 90 sort of time?
That was when
yeah.
Wayne Hussey got drunk
yeah.
on, wasn't
ah,
it?
And he
chuck
he
him out.
Have, I saw that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we watched it all the time. I think it went on longer than 90, though.
You yeah, always watched it because you thought something naughty might happen.
Yeah, well, they basically, sometimes they would have tits on it, you know.
Yeah.
That was a big tit.
Lady Penelope, tits on tour.
What?
Oh dear, haven't thought about that in a long time. Did you used to watch Wife Swap?
No.
What was her name? Lizzie Bardsley, wasn't it?
Lizzie Bardsley, that's right.
Wonder what's happened to her. So this is beautiful, this is a great,
sorry,
great,
I
watch
it. Look at that
great
shot.
Shot.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It moves down and along the floor.
Yeah. They really worked hard on this, didn't
yeah.
they, the cinematography. So many sweeping camera shots.
Mm.
Must have been a pain in the arse to film.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one, look.
All that wet floor as well.
Yeah.
I bet there's loads of Steadicam operators.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like it's probably on a...
Looks like it's on a track.
I think
well,
it's more on a... It'll be on a...
Bogey or something.
Sort of, yeah, exactly. And
yeah.
It's just...
Yeah.
Or you mean like on a sort of... We crane thing,
yeah,
and
it's just swirling from side to side,
yeah.
It's the same arc.
Yeah. So we better spinning swords. Yeah. That is entirely superfluous, isn't it? All your sword spin.
What slash and fuck all with your head?
Look, spin the sword a bit more.
So we touch up a haunted painting about him.
It's more use. What do the eyes signify, Jack?
That he he's gonna die.
Now, if Cosmo had ever thought he was going to die,
oh fuck it!
There you go. It's a wee slash,
yeah. Oh yeah, that hurt.
Has he got him? Oh yes, he laughs, doesn't he? That's it. Yeah.
They haven't actually beheaded him yet. Oh, it's just,
oh, right, it's just you never saw it coming.
Guess
off
what? Though. The heat's off it.
The heat's off it. That's it. The heat's off it.
The heat's off it.
And now it's going into MTV.
We need to get Cohegan back again.
Aye.
So he can talk shit about something.
Then this is where it comes down and he says the line.
Brilliant shot.
And he looks up.
Look at this.
Stop.
Fall off, old asshole.
There can be only one. Smash, 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 smash. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it.
Some Axel advert. The McEwan's Lager advert.
There is a touch of the advertising about the filming, isn't there?
Mm. There definitely is, yeah.
So
this is the quickening.
What does he get for being the quickening?
Basically, he's released from immortality.
Yeah. Oh, so he can die now?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's that? Say, go ahead, back up.
I was going to say that.
Gone.
And again, Queen used that effect in Kind of Magic video, didn't they? I've forgotten that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit of a cunt there, because all those wee cuts and all that, are we infected now?
I know everything. That's important as well. He learns everything from the world.
Oh,
that
right,
dirty
okay.
Water I've got in there. That's Eddie from...
Oh, you see... You may be able to see all those cables.
Oh, I don't know.
No, you're not, but it's a problem with the film that you see the cables very, very quickly
yeah.
in the film.
Wow.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be facetious.
No,
I wondered,
I get it. Yeah.
I wondered in case they'd each lowered themselves on wires
no,
from
no,
the.
Just
no.
Just
no.
The
oh, right, okay.
Gosh, that was a very
I don't mind that, though. It's not.
No, it's alright.
I don't mind that. I think it's a bit annoying when people say, oh, you can see the cable. It's like, yeah, they can't actually fly.
I like if he tells you, I know everything. I know where the cables are.
I thought it was flying. Oh no, is it a lot?
That's the same fucking view from his flat.
Yeah.
Back on the Letterman show.
Time for a bump.
Top 10 reasons why the curtain had to die.
Funny pet tricks. Got off their heads.
So this is where it all began.
Scatty
land. Back in Scatchland. If I concentrate, I know what people are thinking all over the world.
Is that a car they're driving? Oh.
Oh,
they're thinking,
nice.
No, they're thinking, here. Please don't make a sequel. Please don't make a sequel.
What am I thinking? I'm thinking, ooh, I'm really happy with my Jack.
I'm thinking, we can't go back there because the kitchen closes at 2.
The bar doesn't open until after 3.
Knitwear time.
Oh yeah! Look
oh,
at that.
Nice. The quickening
dropping,
brings
yeah.
pastel knitwear.
But it will take time. Yeah. Oh, don't show us that shot again. Montage.
Yeah.
You're power beyond imagination, but it's just to chip people's heads off. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. None more 80s.
No, that's,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
In fact, if you actually sat in that and you got up for the ground, you'd be fucking manking.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fucking get a bit of ice cream in the front
there's
of it
probably
first morning.
A bit of sheep shit on there, I bet.
Actually, you just wear it for a day and then, well, half a day, and then after that, it's like a fucking moo moo. Right, alright, chat. Back in the wash.
Oh, there we go.
Here we are.
There you
that's
go.
It.
Derek Power for OSS.
For OSS?
He's a man, isn't he?
Stephen Hopkins.
Mm.
He went on to do
so what did you think of that, Chris?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. It was good fun.
It's a good film. It's a great film.
Yeah, I love it. Try to see if we've got any names that we recognise.
I think, though, that... because I haven't seen it for so long and all that. I know this seems like a sort of obvious thing to say. But I'd have probably enjoyed... Oh, it's Jerry Laffey. He's a good guy. Just a giggle. You can see watching it like this, as I have been doing with you.
Yeah,
indeed.
How much the music means to it.
Yeah, the music.
Because actually, I think without the music, it kind of it really drags.
In
some places.
Yeah.
Because it's building up to two guys have to meet and have a sword fight, which they could have had at any point.
They could have, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, they could have.
But they had to wait till then. Peter Diamond, stunt coordinator.
Yeah, from...
he's come up before, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was the stunt coordinator on Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And one of the...
Simon Bosanquet. Bosanquet.
Oh, do you think he's related to Reggie?
I think we just have to assume he is.
Fantastic.
One of his children.
Yeah. Do you think he only worked well in the morning? Stunt corner, Vic Magnotta.
Yes. Hey, he's doing
hey,
good.
Hey, what do you know, what do you say?
Graham Miller, additional sequences.
Who's that?
Don't know.
Oh, right. So here we go. Here's the cast now.
Sheila Gish, there you
are. Hugh Caution, that's it. That's your man from Casualty. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Fazio, Peter Diamond.
Mm.
Which one was he?
The guy at the beginning.
All right, okay.
Billy Hartman, that's the name of that actor. That was a guy at the beginning.
Ian Reddington, right. Yeah, I think I said that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, look, Ron Berglas.
I think I'll find you said that.
Ron Berglas, how do we know his name?
He was the archivist.
Yeah, but how do we know his name?
Don't know.
Ron Berglas, he sounds very familiar.
David Berglas' brother?
Big David Berglas. Big David B.
He can do shit with signatures, but he can also, like, make...
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of, Berglas. Yeah. Isn't that a magician?
Yeah, David Berglas.
Yeah. That'd be good to know.
Yeah.
There you go. It was a specially flown Jaguar fighter wing jet there.
Oh, wow. At the end, yeah. I think the thing is, they really got a lot of effort in that film.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they clearly had like a vision for it and, you know, went flat out to achieve it.
Yeah. Did we spot
it? It does look beautiful, but it is a bit weird the different qualities of prints switching back and forth.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up and find out what was going on there.
Yeah. Highlander Productions.
Because I don't know anything about, you know, cleaning up things and digitizing it and all that sort of stuff.
No, but different film stocks have different looks. Some are grainier than others and whatnot.
Mm.
All right.
That was good.
Yeah,
that was
so good that's fun. The end of our Queen Double Bill.
Yeah.
Our Jonathan Wilkins Double Bill.
That'll see us there.
Well done, Jonathan.
Weeks.
They were...
Yeah, we enjoyed them.
Yeah, good suggestions. Thanks, pal.
Good chat, good notes.
Keep in touch, mate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Bye,
follow
pal.
On the Twitters.
Yeah, follow us on the Twitters, yes. Right then.
Bye,
Bye, everybody.
Bye.